This isn't working.
Look, you look so good, man.
Yeah, man, I know. Howdy.
Hey, partner.
Hey, buddy boy. How's the old man been doing down here in them parts?
Yeah, I've been doing fine.
How's your holler been, man? You been good? Any law troubles? Fucking gnat just flew in my face.
No problems with Johnny Law. I do have a couple six sows, though.
Six sows?
A couple six sows.
What
but
the fuck is that?
It's a female pig, a sow.
Oh.
Yeah. Six sows. Sorry, oh, man. Yeah. But...
Plays Red Dead once.
Technically twice. So, Colby showed up today wearing that hat and some aviator sunglasses looking like Jason Aldean. And I got to be honest, I'm very upset because I can't wear a cowboy hat because my head's too big. And not only is it a cowboy hat, that is a pure, authentic Stetson.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, it is a family heirloom passed it down is. From his grandfather. Look at him, chat. I feel like I'm the idiot who showed up to host the rodeo and I didn't realize there was a dress code. Like, that's what I am right now.
Yeah, man, me and my cowboy hat.
Get ready for the tractor pull!
Aviators and an I Prevail t-shirt.
Yeah, he is wearing boots, but he told me it's really hard to lift up his legs to show them, so just take our word for it. Big old boots.
Not boots.
Those are gator skin, right?
Yeah, totally. The most expensive kind.
Yeah, gator.
Alien skin,
it's
actually.
It's alien gator.
I got
gator.
It from the Area 51 raid.
But yeah, so for those of you who aren't watching, Colby is wearing a cowboy hat.
I really like this look right now.
Dude, you look good. I think you look better without the glasses.
Really?
Well...
No, like, I'm thinking, like, if I grew this out longer in my stash, I would look like Tom Selleck.
No.
Yeah.
Here, I think... How do I explain this? I'm going to double insult you and insult myself.
Perfect.
This is just going to be insults all around,
gotcha.
Okay? I think when you wear... the sunglasses and the cowboy hat.
Mm-hmm.
You look modern and hip by today's standards.
Right. That's not cowboy.
Right.
It's like fake cowboy.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But that's trendy.
Right.
If you take off the glasses and you just wear the hat, then I think that's more cowboy. But then you're not trendy. You're just some idiot in Kansas who's wearing a cowboy hat.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. Yep. I think whatever you call this part of the hat,
yeah,
the dome,
I don't know,
whatever.
Yeah.
I think it's a little too big.
It's gotta have an official name.
I think
name,
it's a
right?
little too big. Like, I was at first concerned about the width of the brim, Bill, whatever you want to call it. But that I'm getting more and more okay with. It's the height,
the crown
of the hat is
the
a little
the anatomy of a cowboy hat, man. Okay, you got the crease in the middle. So this part right here is the crease.
Yeah, get in
and
my
you,
crease.
You got the pinch right here, and then the crown is around it, and then the band or the ribbon, and then the brim.
The brim,
yeah. Yeah. Looks good, though, man.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, it looks real good. It's looking worse. Can I try it on my head?
Yeah, go for it.
This is why I can't... This is why my dreams are dead. Look at this.
I'm glad I brought the bigger one, the smaller one. Oh, man. Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
God damn, your head's big.
It's huge.
Wow.
Dude. Yeah, how big is this hat?
7 1/8, I think it said. The other one was a 7 1/8.
So
and this
one's
slightly
actually...
bigger, so it might be 7 1/4.
Yeah,
7 1/2.
This one's measured. I went and I measured my head once and went to Stetson and
it said bowling ball.
Well, it said it fell into the double XL hat category. And when I went on my honeymoon, I went to a store that had cowboy hats and I tried on a double XL Stetson and it still didn't fit.
Yeah, no, the one of these, I thought, yeah, what the fuck is that? How many X's is that?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It's 8 X's.
8 X, bro.
What do you think? That's got to be like a line or something, right?
I mean,
I have no idea. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. Stetson. Let's Google it. Let's see what it says. Yeah, I search for it. Okay, here we go. Stetson quality designation. Just what do those X's mean anyway?
7 1/4.
So you have
size.
A Stetson XXX hat or a Portis XX hat or a Wormser XXXXX hat, and you want to know what those X's mean. Well, that's the place where you can find out. But it's either an easy answer or an entirely satisfactory one. As the kids say, it's complicated.
Yeah, there it is. 7 1/4.
Let's see, though. One of the reasons you found us, because information on hats is not hard to find. It's very hard to find. Okay, it's known that John B. Stetson was the most famous hat maker in the world from the mid to late 1800s. And on into the first four decades of the 20th century, Stetson hats became famous for many things. It was one of America's first national brand names. It was an early adopter of the assembly line style manufacturing, and it was the hat worn that won the West. I guess it was the Cadillac of hats. Stetson were the Cadillac of hats before there was such a thing as Cadillac. Maybe we should call Cadillac the Stetson of cars. Anyway, you know what I mean. This guy should not try quality.
Yeah.
Okay. Back in the old days, nothing could separate a man from a Stetson. Heck, for a time, every cowboy hat was called a Stetson in slang terms. Stetsons were considered top of the line, the best of the best. When they were produced, I feel like we should be playing like cowboy music
right
now.
Oh, definitely,
right?
Right? Anyway,
let's just look at
this. Thanks, Ballin. I think it does, too.
I like it. Yeah. I think it looks good, too. All right, don't listen to the Brit. All right, he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Brit.
Don't listen to the Brit. All right, he's not from here.
I don't think they wore cowboy hats.
No, they didn't. All right, they're actually, all the Brits are very upset because, you know, we whooped them while riding, wearing cowboy hats,
yep.
Okay? I don't think cowboy hats actually existed in the 1770s.
I don't believe so.
George Washington, a cowboy hat, you know what? The Brits couldn't handle it. That's what it would be.
A honky-tonk badonky-donk,
let's
man.
Try that one, man. That's a good one. Trace Atkins, by the way. One of my... It's Blake Shelton and Trace Atkins. These are the people I want to party with.
All right, boy.
If I had to pick one, I'd pick Trace Atkins.
Your favorite song, you know that.
Listen to this, man.
So we play a good...
This man sounds mad that he has to record music because it takes him off the farm. That's what I hear every time. All right, ready?
Oh, she put her beard down. Here she comes. Left, 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 right, left. Hustlers shooting eight ball.
He does not sound like he's having fun. Ball.
No, he doesn't. He's got a very deep voice, man.
Nah, you should have looked up the Red Dead soundtrack.
Well, I have the entire Red Dead soundtrack.
Start that, man. What are you doing? We don't need no country bumpkin singing at us.
I like Trace Atkins, man. Chicken fried dude. So you know this song, don't you?
Oh, I do. It's the most ridiculous song I've ever heard.
There we go, man.
There you go. That's so much better.
But there is an enduring mystery about Stetson's products that only got worse as the company aged. What the heck is an X-quality hat? What is this 3X, a 4X, a 5X, and what does that dang 7X mean? Are they better? Do they have more beaver fur? What?
What?
Well, early in Stetson's history, the X designation was used as a pricing point. In fact, the 3X hat was one of Stetson's better products back in the 1800s and into the 30s. And by the time of the 20s, the 7X became one of the company's most expensive hats. In fact, one of the world's most expensive hats.
Well, there you go.
But an X designation wasn't Stetson's only quality notation. There were many others. Don't listen to that, Brit, either. As the years waxed and waned, Stetson puttered around with all sorts of ideas on how to identify the quality levels of his products. Ultimately, Stetson landed on the royalty terms like Royal, Roller Deluxe, Sovereign, and Imperial. But the X's still hung around, causing confusion for collectors and customers alike. Worse, as the years moved into the future, those X's meant less and less as a marker of quality, until today they seem practically meaningless, with the modern Stetsons having absurd things like 500X and 1000X quality market.
Are you serious?
1000X's do not be ridiculous. Did 1,000 little beavers just die for that hat? I'm reading what this guy said, by the way.
Was that really in it?
It's really in it. I'm just reading it.
Oh, my.
Switch up the music. The fact is, no matter what era your hat is from, we just don't know exactly how much beaver fur is in there. The fact is, we don't really have a surefire way to know what the X's mean. Sadly, Stetson did not keep records for
beaver
posterity
fur?
On how much beaver or rabbit fur was contained in its products. It was an industry secret. In any case, well, the Stetson would not have been public during the hat heyday anyway. An ancient Chinese secret, if you will. Okay. Sadly, there is no way at all to ever ascertain how much beaver is in any particular X-quality hat. Further, the formula changes. The decades move on. Triple X hats in the 1910s were a better felt quality than that of the Triple X hats of the 1950s. The Triple X hats of the 1950s were far superior to those of the 70s. It is patently obvious that the fur content and finishing process was radically different from era to era. So a 3X hat from 1920 and one from 1970 are in no way at all similar in quality. Cost cutting and manufacturing and cost for materials were major reasons for the desperate quality. Okay.
Well, this isn't a beaver hat. This is, corn? Something?
Do you see how long this article is?
That is too long.
Do you see this?
Yeah, man.
I'm still scrolling, by the way.
I don't know how to tell what this is. Elmo? Imlo. My mother called it something. I forget what it was. Like, I thought it was like corn.
Let me see this.
Doesn't say nothing. I like the way it makes my hair look, though, after wearing it.
I don't know, man. It's got a serial number. I feel like you should be able to look it up, right?
Right.
I don't know, man. I thought Stetsons were like, you know, coach purses, where they've got like a, you know, all coach purses have a serial number, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like that, you know?
Gotcha.
You look good,
I don't
though.
Think so.
I'm
going to keep it on for this entire show.
I think you should keep it on for the rest of your life.
Oh, really?
To be honest. It's
going
a good
to work
it's a good
tomorrow?
Yeah. Yeah, you can pull that
Cowboy
off.
Cowboy graphic designer?
You can pull it off, dude.
Sure. Okay. I won't do it, but...
You should.
Yeah.
You should do it.
See, what I should have done was last night I had a cigar.
Okay.
I should have wore it then. Cigar, cowboy hat, wore the sunglasses, gotten like a Henley button-up.
Did you show up with any of your other friends? Did you show your hat to any of your other friends
no.
or just me?
Yeah, just you.
You didn't have the guts or...
Oh, definitely not. We didn't go out with friends last night. We went
okay.
out with Britt's dad.
Okay. You didn't wear it with him?
I did not. I did not.
I mean, she's a country girl, ain't she?
Yeah. I'm not, though.
Okay. See, like, all of the hats on Stetson.com, they all have, like, 6X. See?
Straw. It's a straw hat. That's it. That first one. This is a straw hat.
It's not straw.
It's straw, bro.
I mean,
that's
yeah,
not
but it,
beaver.
But it's not straw.
It's straw.
Well, the inside is the fur part.
There's no end. What do you?
This part right here.
That is not beaver
well,
fur.
I agree. It's not.
That's leather.
I agree, but you don't know what animal it's leather. What leather that animal's from.
I mean, I don't.
So it could be beaver. You don't know.
I know.
You don't know.
I know. That it's not beaver.
Yeah, see, there's like a lot, like there's like 30X. Like, I want to be like at 8X. Like, can I search like 8X? 8X.
I like it though, man. It's got this buckle and shit.
What's the thing look like?
What thing?
The ribbon.
Brown?
No, on the outside.
Oh, just leather
strap. Just a leather strap, okay. So it's probably this one right here. No, because yours doesn't have this design in it.
It does not have that, no.
May not be in here.
I doubt it. I don't think they still
It's true, Hammy. It's true. Here's an Alamo. This is pretty close to yours. Right here. Pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty close. You know?
Yeah, that might be it. The Alamo? I don't know how you figure out.
I think, well, your strap's a little different, but it says leather-studded hat band, vented crown, but it doesn't say, like, what the inside is. It doesn't even show the inside. Stetson, your website let me down, dude. But this is it. It's the color of natural. It says it on the inside of your hat. I mean, this looks pretty much like your hat.
Well, it says Imlo. HW.
What?
Imlo-HW.
Stetson.
81 natural. That's the item number. Imlo-HW.
Dude, here is a... Your hat's not worth $5,000, is it?
No fucking way.
Are you?
7 1/4, though. That is what the size is.
Wait, is there a Stetson University? Don't you find
what?
That weird? Dude, we're going down a rabbit hole.
Yeah, there's no way.
I saw that. I saw that, Britt. That's what I was looking for. If he had a vented crown, he does not, so.
What is a vented crown? It's got holes in it?
Yeah.
This is it. That's
vintage. Yeah, it's got holes in it. Yeah, I think that's the Alamo. You just got a different band on it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's definitely possible.
I think that's what it is, because it looks exactly the same.
I don't know, man. Don't know.
There you go, man. Well, you can pull it off.
Thank you.
So, yeah, you got to go. You know, the other
might
day,
have kind, so
yesterday,
might have kind.
Not a joke, I went to Quick Trip to get Chris some coffee because we had to wake up early in the morning for a breakfast. And while I was there, this was like 7 in the morning, okay? Dude pulls up, big King Ranch, black Ford F-350. All okay. Right? Gets good out wearing mossy oak, head to toe.
Camo.
Big coverall, camo mossy oak. Brown leather vest, mm-hmm. like cowboy style. Pocket watch chain, cross the vest. Pearl handle six shooter on his waist. Dude.
No fucking shit.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
Wow.
No hat, though. He had just a baseball hat on. I was very disappointed.
Yeah, that is disappointing.
But that...
You can't wear a six shooter and not have a hat on.
That's what I... And he had a pocket watch chain, man!
Dude, a pocket watch chain?
He had a pocket watch chain!
In his vest?
I don't know, like, if he was going... Like, he was
that's
like a...
That's gangster.
He was like a 70-year-old man.
I mean, you could probably do without the mossy oak, you know, redneck hillbilly coverall, but...
What are you gonna... I think he was maybe going hunting.
Jeans and a Henley and the vest. Yeah, man.
I think he was going hunting.
Look. I'm gonna get a whole look going.
Dude, that'd be great. I'll gladly go shopping with you at the Western Outfitters if you're too embarrassed.
There you go.
All right, because I feel...
I need boots, but they are expensive.
How does Britt feel about this?
Oh, I think she just sees, like, poser just written
right.
on my face. Like,
so I want you to know that I am sincere in telling you I think you can make this work.
I could, but I couldn't back it up.
I don't think you need...
Like, if I ran into an actual cowboy looking the way I do...
No! When are you going to run into an actual cowboy?
I don't know. It's country bars, man.
No, those aren't actual cowboys. The actual cowboys don't go to country bars.
I think that's the only
no, they
bars
don't.
They go to.
They don't go to bars.
I think they go to bars.
No, cowboys don't go to bars because they got to wake up at 4 in the morning. Because they work on a farm!
No, they go after. They go at like 5 when they're done with the day.
Then you ain't gonna be there!
I won't. That's a good point.
In fact,
if
you...
I have the voice for it.
If you pull the whole look together,
mm-hmm.
all the other poser cowboys may be bamboozled into thinking you're a real cowboy.
Yeah, and then they get to talking about steers and the hog ties and...
No one's gonna talk about that!
That's all they talk about.
Dude,
every cowboy ever that is left is a rancher. And they're only going to talk about rancher
All
things.
You got to do is text me and I will help you with all your ranching needs.
Oh, okay.
I know a lot about ranching.
All right, man.
Okay, I'm way into cowboy culture.
I just need an earpiece and you just feed me words
yeah.
to say.
Okay. Yeah, because I would do it with you, but nothing fits, so I can't do it with you. You know, he said he would wear this. Oh, no.
Yep, there you go.
Is this the main guy in Justified?
That's the main guy in Justified, man. Look at him. I could pull that off. Oh, my God. This is a Pinterest solely to love Raylan Givens?
Yeah, it's literally what it is, man.
Wow.
Okay, how do I pull up just... I hate that Google just won't let me
I
look
know,
at
man.
Anymore, man. It's so
It's
awful,
so bad.
So you want to do that. You can pull that off. You can do that.
I don't know.
Just grunt, Colby, and then and nod
mm-hmm.
your head. Give it a try.
Mm.
No, you didn't nod your head.
Mm-hmm.
That's better. Yeah, just do that, man.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, you been having any trouble with your Angus?
Mm.
It's mm-hmm. perfect. That's perfect. That's all you need to do.
I'll pass.
Excuse me, partner. Would you like a beer?
Mm-hmm. We were at the bar last night.
You got this down, dude.
We were at the bar last night waiting for her dad to show up. And this dude just sat down next to us.
Uh-huh.
And he just... He's at the bar, and he just... The waitress is like, hey, what do you want? He's like, beer. We were at River City Brewing, man. She turns to him, she's got... She goes, I got 80 beers on tap.
That's
Which
a pretty.
One do you
that's
want?
A pretty fancy place.
Dude, he just said beer.
Beer, please.
Beer. Whichever one. Just give me the beer.
Hey, speaking of which, where's the beer, man?
You don't get any. I only bought 6.
Well, I was making sure you were drinking it.
Oh, I'm drinking.
Chris was very upset that you brought that beer, by the way.
Well, I went to River City last night. I had a few beers that were not Miller or Coors Light.
Okay.
And they tasted good. And then I went to the liquor store and was, like, looking at the bullshit-ass Coors and Miller. I'm like, I don't want this. And then I went to look for, you know, like...
Yeah, but you got six of those for the price of 24 Coors.
That's true.
Yeah. See, we're crossed. See, I used to get the craft beers, but then I got poor, and so now I'm on the Coors train, mm-hmm. and now
I mean,
you're
I'm
getting
not
the craft beers.
Necessarily rich at the moment, so no. It would probably be better to stick with the normal.
I'm selling half my belongings on eBay right now so Chris can buy some pumpkin beer next weekend, so...
Like, what are you selling?
If I think someone wants it... I'm selling.
How about that Mac up there, man?
If you want that, I'll give it to you for money. You want to buy it?
$20.
Which one?
I'm not going to buy it. I don't have room to put it. I already have an old piece of shit Mac that literally is not plugged in anymore. I have
See,
two.
I have two. I really think that Mac would sell for a lot of money. Like, I have two. I have that's a Power Mac G4, and then I got the original OG iMac up there.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how to ship them. So how would I sell them?
UPS?
That's going to cost $400 million!
No.
Dude, go lift that thing. It weighs 700 pounds.
It won't cost that much. Factor it into the sale.
I don't know how. I don't know how much it costs.
Just be like $100.
$100 shipping?
Yeah.
That's a little extreme.
That would cover it.
I don't know if it would.
Buy it.
I don't know if it would. I do.
No.
I like Bud Light, Sam. I like all beer.
Don't sell those yet.
Okay.
I'm saying in... Another 20 years, maybe?
20 years?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think they may be worth a lot more money.
Here's what I want, dude.
Collector-wise.
I have some things that I think are pretty valuable, but I don't know how to sell them. Number one is my Pokemon cards in there. Okay? I have, like, 2,000 Pokemon cards.
Yeah, it's hard to put a value on it.
Right, because... Mm-hmm. And here's the biggest issue. So the issue is how many I got, and the other issue is I don't have any idea how valuable they are. I literally could have 2,000 cards where none of them are worth more than 2 cents.
Right.
Or I could have, you know, 10 in there that are worth $100 each, and I have no idea. And so I feel like it'd be really stupid to be like, here's roughly 1,500 Pokemon cards. No idea what you get.
Mm-hmm.
No idea if there's any value in there. But you can have them all for $300. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Like, I would love to do that.
Don't do that.
But I can't sell them individually. You know how long that would take?
Well, not if, like, one will get you the value of what you just said for all of them.
I don't know, Hammy and Sam.
Yeah.
Like, can I take them to a place?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Like, where do I take them?
I don't think you could take them to a place.
There's nowhere here that does, like, Pokemon card value.
No. No. Nowhere that is going to know it. You got to take it to Pawn Stars.
You'll have to go to Vegas.
Take a trip to Vegas and then go into the Pawn Stars.
We don't have comic stores and nerd shops. We don't have those things.
We got Prairie...
Prairie Dog?
That one.
It is Prairie Dog, isn't it?
It is.
Prairie Band Casino.
Yep.
Prairie View Mental Health. Prairie Dog Comics.
There you go.
Comics.
That place still exists.
I don't know, man. I mean, I guess I could try. But I literally have 8 binders. Just full of cards.
I bet you there's at least a few of
them. Like, it would take
them
a week to go through.
Yeah.
But someone's got
to
buy them.
It's just a matter... No, it's a matter of just going to eBay.
You see that thing right there, sports?
Mm-hmm.
I have an entire complete set, 1992.
Well, yeah, but you know the more rarer ones, don't you?
I don't know. No, not Pokemon, not anymore. Because here's
the
thing.
That's what I do. I go to eBay, I'd search Pokemon cards, then filter by price, highest price.
I don't think you understand the volume of cards I'm dealing with here. Even if I found it, it's not like I would have to flip through every page to see if I had that card, because I don't know what I have. I have too many to know what I have.
It's going to take a little bit of research.
Pass!
Well, if you want the more money, wouldn't it be worth it if you took a day to go through it and you found out that
when
you got
did I take a day,
a
man?
Grand in there. In a few cards compared to selling the whole thing.
Yes,
three
that
minutes.
Would be worth it. But yeah. What are the chances of that happening?
Probably
2%
high with the amount of cards you have in there.
No, here's my luck. You see that sports thing right there, big thick one?
Yeah.
I got an entire set, NBA, entire set of the NBA from 1992, I think.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Every card that Top Deck sold in 92, I have it. My mom got me for it for Christmas 1 year. The entire set. That is the year after Jordan's rookie year. The value is separated by about $900.
Wow.
It's worth about $30 as it is. If I had the year before, would have been about $1,000.
Damn it.
Yeah.
That's life, though, man.
Yeah.
For us, that's life.
That's how it goes. So oh, I know that taking a day off work to go through those cards is going to result in it being worth $10.
Do it on stream. I bet you these motherfuckers would love that shit.
All right, here. Let me grab my oldest one.
Not right now. Scoop. I don't Scoop. Care. Scoop. They might. I don't Scoop. Care at all.
No, I need you to believe me how hard it is.
Don't break anything. I feel like any effort you go through in that closet is going to... Yep. Watch
Almost
yourself.
Died.
Almost died. How's it going? Don't knock anything else over. Jesus.
I knocked the camera.
You moved it?
I moved it.
You definitely
moved
it.
I think it's fine. It's fine.
Oh, yeah, we're fine.
Okay. Okay, so everyone's talking about this holographic Charizard. Okay?
Okay.
So, like, let me look through here.
Way to look through this, man. Your mic cord is going to get in the way.
You're in the way.
I'm not in the way.
You're in the way.
I'm not. God, I can't remember the last time I've actually seen a Pokemon card in person.
Okay, let me give you this example. This is a good example right here, okay? So I got this card here. Okay. And this card here. Okay? You see these? Take those two cards. Mm-hmm. And tell me what the difference between them is.
One has this icon on it.
Right. Let me show the camera.
That's it.
Okay, so here's part of the problem. Okay? So I got two cards right here. Alright? Both of these. Kadabras. Focus. It's not focusing.
Nope.
But regardless, alright, two Kadabras. These are the exact same card, but technically, they're not. Because one of this is a re-release. The two, it's on this right here. You see a little two on this side in the corner? There's a little two with the Pokeball in it. It'd be nice if it focused.
It's not going to do it.
Why?
Oh, there it is.
Okay. Mm. Nope, now it unfocused. It focused for a half second. You see it? Okay, the two? You see the two? That's because there is a research, or a reskin, a re-release of whatever the original base set was.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when people talk about the Charizard, for example, okay, you got the Charizard. But then in reality, it has to be the first release, and it has to be a holographic, and it has to be all these things. And, like, there's little symbols. Like, I don't know if you noticed that down here in the corner. See, there's a circle for this one, okay? And there's a foot for this one. And there's a circle for this one, but there's a 2 on it, okay? And there's a circle on that one, but there's an R. And there's a circle on this one, or a star on this one, but there's a stadium. Like, and so, like, that's the thing.
That's a lot.
You can't just be like, oh, Charizard, he's worth money. Well, it's a Charizard that's holographic in base set one, that's this symbol, that's in mint condition, that has this misprint of a foot on his face. You know, and it's just, how do I go and find those? It's going to be too much
Apparently,
work.
Apparently, there's a code at the bottom that gives you
right.
its value.
That's what the thing is. But what am I going to do? Look up every single one? That's going to take more than a day.
Probably not every single one, but, I mean, the more popular ones that you know that sell a lot.
Swim, how much are you going to buy them for? Because I will gladly sell them. I literally have this binder. I don't know if you guys saw it. Look at this. So I have them organized by type. So, like, this one here, I made this cover. This has the base set, the jungle, the fossil expansions, base set 2, the rocket, the heroes, and the challenge expansions. And I have, I think, 8 more binders from now until about 3 years ago organized by the day they came out, and then I have a shoe in there. You see that green shoebox?
Mm-hmm.
That entire shoebox is just full of Pokemon cards I haven't categorized because I gave up.
Jesus.
And everyone says, make me an offer. No! I don't know what they're worth! You make me an offer! $500, and I'll give you all of them.
Jesus.
Let's call the comic shop and see if they have anyone or know anyone that prizes cards. It'll be worth it. All right, Swim, send me $500, and I'll send you the cards.
Oh, Ballin said six.
Okay, Ballin, $600.
Bidding more, let's go.
All right, Ballin offered $600, Swim.
$600,
so now you got to owe 601.
600, 601, looking for 601. Anybody, 605, 605, 610, 610. $6,010, $6,010.
Swim's like, I need to see all. No! It's blind! You get them all, that's it!
Blind. I ain't spending $600. You know what I'm gonna spend $600 on?
What?
A gun.
No!
Yeah.
We're getting bows, dude.
No, I went shooting yesterday.
Oh, man, why?
Because it was fun. You ever shot a gun?
When I was younger.
How young?
Every day in on video games, I shoot a gun.
It's different.
I don't care at all
it
about guns, dude.
It is different.
I don't care at all about guns.
That's fine. I'm not saying you have to care. I'm just saying it's
fun. Yeah, but
you're
going
to
tell
me
about the power of shooting them and how good it makes you feel. Who cares, dude?
It's just interesting.
Why?
Because, like, to see it in a game, to see it in TV, and then actually experience it in your hand.
Yeah.
Everything's bullshit.
What do you mean?
Everything. Accuracy? Bullshit. You're telling me you point down the sights in a video game where your sights are pointed, that's what the gun hits?
Well, it depends on the distance and the gun.
No.
I mean, that is how it works.
The slightest, like, tremble in your hand sends the bullet fucking a foot away.
I mean, it goes straight. So wherever you're pointing.
No, but then you pull the trigger and then you pull it so far before it hits the bullet and shoots it out the gun.
Yeah.
And you already expect it to shoot, so you move it up just
slightly.
Well,
that's why you practice.
Yeah, man, that's what I'm saying. It's a lot more complicated than point and pull the trigger. It's way more complicated.
Well, yeah. No, you just point and you pull the trigger. That's all you gotta do, man. Mm-hmm. That's all you gotta do. And no, Ballin, they're definitely not gonna buy them, okay?
You know how hard it is to hit 10 meters out?
That's, what is that, 33 feet?
Yeah.
How far is 33 feet?
It would be probably from here to the kitchen, if not a little further.
I bet it's easy. You just get a 33-foot long gun.
Oh,
and
yeah,
you just touch it with the gun. Yep. And boof.
Yep, you nailed it right there, man.
Where'd you go shooting at? Did you go to Andy's?
Bullseye. Yeah, Bullseye.
Where's that one at?
13th and Oliver.
Why do you go all the way over there? We got Knapp weaponry right over there.
Yeah, do you know how stupidly small that fucking shooting range is?
Well, you need big places?
Dude, this one goes down like, I don't know, I think it was like 30 meters? No. Maybe
why 20? Why does it matter?
Because you gotta be able to aim far away, man. Gotta be accurate. These fucking headphones are killing my
ears. Just take your hat off, man.
I like my hat, though.
Here, just do this. Just be like me. Just wear it on top of your head, okay? Oh. Looks fine.
Yep. Look like a Mountie.
Hey, man.
Oh, hey there. How
Ballin
you doing?
Ballin Hobo will now respect you more than anything.
You guys
right?
Got any moose in there?
Have you seen those mad people firing axes? You know, I went
I
out
think
to...
it's a boot time that we out get to, out and smoke some ganja, don't you think?
I went out to dinner the other night with someone, and we walked by the axe-throwing place downtown Delano.
Mm-hmm.
And I remembered how we were supposed to go do that at some point.
Dude, that's sketchier than shooting a gun.
Oh, 100%. There is way more risk of injury of me and you throwing axes there would be of me and you in a shooting range. 100%.
Oh, definitely, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, once I buy my gun, we should go shooting.
All right, man. Can we go out to a backyard instead of to a range?
I know. I want to find a place that's an outdoor
my
range.
My parents would let us just shoot guns in their backyard.
I don't think that would be okay.
My parents, literally Luke goes outside with his rifle and just shoots things out of the on the ground all the time.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
He really does?
Chris! Someone give us money. Oh, wow. Thanks, Swim, for the dollar, too. I'm not giving you my cards. It was now up to $900. I'm sorry, but thank you.
Oh, I thought it got up to like 1200. Yeah, 1400.
1400 is how much you owe. $14,000. Where's Chris at?
I don't know.
Well, she was going to verify. We'll just be in there eating. I'll just hear out in the backyard. I'm like, what's happening?
Like, they have neighbors. They don't give a shit.
Well, there's pasture behind their house.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Just loud. It's loud.
Well, the people next door to them, they actually have a machine that does that throws skeet.
Oh, really?
They go skeet shoot in the back of their house.
Fuck yes, man. Yeah, let's do that shit.
It's Kansas, dude. Are you kidding? What are you? You are a city boy. You don't deserve to wear that hat.
I don't. That's what I'm saying. That's why I want to be a marksman. I'm going to get a gun, and I'm going to learn how to shoot and be accurate as shit. I want my groupings like that.
I want to get a bow, dude.
You go out there, shoot a bow, too. Just watch out for my bullets.
Watch out for my arrows.
Okay. We'll see which one
hit. How much do you think
first.
A bow... Do you think... What's... A bow's more expensive, probably, than a gun, right?
Depends on the one that you get.
I mean...
You get a training bow for, like, less than $100.
I'm not getting a training bow.
But
that
like
sounds too much
compound.
Like training bra.
Compound bow? I mean, I bet you can find one that's not super expensive.
What I actually Streamlabs didn't update actually Swim, so actually I didn't see what you said, but I'm sure it says something like give me your cards, but I already said it. They're up to what were they up to? $1,400 now, so yeah. Are you looking at bows right now on stream?
Yeah.
Why doesn't it show up in Streamlabs? Actually, well, I'm very upset. I mean, I'm just gonna go. Where are you gonna get your gun?
Probably Bullseye.
Oh, okay.
I don't
feel
think
like they're
they
more
have
expensive there, man.
There.
I feel like they're more expensive there.
Look at this. Bear Archery Limitless RTH Compound Bow Package. $180.
Yeah, so it doesn't show up in Streamlabs, and I'm not sure why.
You see that? $180.
That's not bad.
For that thing.
Yeah, see, you're at Bass Pro. See, I was going to go to Cabela's. I was going to look it up at Cabela's. Because we got a Cabela's over here, man. Me and Chris just went a couple weekends ago over to Cabela's.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Greenwich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me see here. Compound bow. What kind of gun are you going to get, man?
I don't know. That's what I'm...
Yeah, look at this. $180. Compound bow package. That's it, dude. It's what we need. It's on sale. Sale. I believe you sent it, Swim. It showed up on stream. It just didn't show up on Streamlabs, and I have no idea why. I don't know, so I don't know what you said. I'm sure I got your money, but I don't have any idea what you said because it's not in Streamlabs, and
I
know
the
know
notification
why.
Happened.
Right?
I mean,
it says it top tip right up top. It says Swim Team, so I don't know why it's there. So, what kind of gun are you gonna get?
I was looking at the SIG SIG P320.
Okay. SIG Sauer, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then P what?
P320.
That's $600.
Yeah.
You're not going to get it in this desert, are you?
No.
Okay, thank God.
I might, though.
No, don't get it in desert. No.
We shot that one. We shot a Smith & Wesson M&P.
Okay.
And then we shot...
Is you and Britt?
Mm-hmm.
Is this her first time shooting guns, too?
No.
I didn't think so. How many men has she killed in her life?
Oh, like five.
I would think at least five, right?
And then an HK JP90 or something like that.
So they're all pistols?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, I'm not buying like a big gun. I want a pistol.
Well, why don't you get like a shotgun, man?
I don't want a shotgun.
Why not, man?
Because I don't want a shotgun.
Why not? You get one of those auto shotguns, dude.
No.
Come on.
I don't think
you don't need accuracy when you got slugs. All right?
Well, you either got slugs or you got buckshot.
And I'm saying slugs!
Well, that one you got to be more accurate with.
More accurate, yeah. But not that accurate.
I mean, pretty accurate. It's a slug. It's just a big bullet.
Dude, if you couldn't hit a target at 30 meters with a slug and an auto shotgun, you don't deserve to own a gun, sir.
Yeah, specifically, both of those are terrible decisions.
And why am I being boycotted, J-Bar?
If you want a buckshot, that will light a dude up.
Yeah, but it won't kill him.
It won't, but he'll bleed out pretty quick.
That's what you use on the wasp of humans.
Also, he's immobilized. Like, he ain't gonna walk away from that.
I'm gonna Google auto shotgun. What about a flamethrower?
You can't get an auto shotgun.
Semi-auto shotgun camouflage
that's
right
semi-auto.
Here.
Semi-auto.
Well, that's close enough.
No, that still requires...
What, you gotta cock it once? That's even more badass, dude!
Actually, that one might not be... No, semi-auto means you pull the trigger once, it shoots once. I don't think you need to cock that. Pump action would be the cock.
Okay, yeah, so that's awesome.
From what I'm saying, when you said automatic shotgun, I'm thinking Terry Crews in Expendables, where you hold the trigger and it's bop, 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 bop.
I don't think... Well, those don't exist outside the military, right?
No, for sure. That's why I was saying you can't get that.
No, I'm talking about one of these, man.
Also, you should look that scene up real quick. On YouTube?
This is how you feel?
No. I wish.
Well, the auto semi-auto shotgun's $2,000.
Terry Crews, Expendables, full auto shotgun.
Is this it right here?
Yep, that would be it. Best scene in any cinema ever.
720p. Oh my god, what? That's how you feel in video games. What he's doing right there. Except he's mowing over.
Shit at Christmas!
What did he say about Christmas? What was that?
Remember this shit at Christmas!
Remember this at Christmas is what he says. What's that mean?
I don't know.
Was he talking to the dead people or was he talking to Stallone?
I think he was talking to the dead people.
Well, they're not going to remember anything. They're dead.
Mm-mm. Yeah, Ballin, you also live in Canada, bro.
I think it's because I grew a gun. I never felt like gave need for selling, and I hardly ever lock my door. Yeah, I agree, dude. I don't care for guns. I don't really care if people have them. Well, I don't know. It depends on what day you ask me, I guess.
Yeah, it does seem that way. Your opinions have varied.
Well, I think guns are cool. I just generally hate people that have them. I think that's what it is. Yeah, see, it's what you need. Good, and he's shooting the swing set. That's what you need, man.
There is no more deadly weapon system in the world than a Russian with two AA-12s.
I believe that.
Keep in mind, don't try this at home.
He's in his backyard.
I am a professional
no,
Russian.
No, you're not. I'm a professional Russian.
Let's get a couple more shots and have a little more fun. Okay, so obviously this is a military shotgun.
Uh-huh.
If you want to take it bird hunting, pull! You can do that. Okay, so in any weapon system, you're not always going to be firing in your backyard. You're going to be a SEAL team coming out of the ocean. You're going to be a...
Is this what happens in your head when you're in the shooting range?
The river, with the AA-12, no. It doesn't matter.
This is the person that I hope to not run into at the shooting
water, you know, most of the people at the range are
no,
that
yeah,
person.
We went yesterday, and there were three dudes, probably like, I don't know, wanting to fucking go and shoot shit. And they're just over there in the pistol range, just like, bap, 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 just pulling the trigger as fast as they can. Don't give a shit about accuracy. They were just wasting a clip. It was ridiculous.
I mean, but people like shooting guns because they like the power, you know?
Yeah. Controlling the power.
I just don't understand. I guess, you know, I understand you just want to be a marksman. Why don't you just throw knives then, man? Why a gun?
Because guns are different than knives, man. Throwing things, I'm pretty good at. Like, I got hand-eye coordination.
You're good at throwing things?
Yeah, I'm good at throwing things. I'm a decent basketball player.
How about a gun that shoots knives?
There you go. That's actually a genius idea. Why has that not been invented? I mean,
because
bullets,
I think bullets are just
bullets
good,
are tiny little knives.
They're good
at the
enough.
Speed they're going.
Yeah, I think they work essentially the same thing. I don't really know if you
How about
need
tiny
a ballistic
little
knife.
Needles? That would hurt, right? Like tiny and tiny, like
yes,
needles?
Yes, it would hurt. That's a very astute suck, observation. Man. Yes, this just in from Colby, getting shot would hurt. Tell me more about guns. Things that they do.
Yeah, they'd hurt. Like a lot.
Oh my god, dude. So when are you going to get your gun? Because apparently you're broke and your gun costs $800.
Yeah, I'm going to need a second to come into more money. But, I don't know. I got a membership at the range, so I
How much is that?
It's $40 a year.
Well, that's actually pretty cheap.
I know, that's why I got
it. It's not that bad. I was expecting way more than that.
And then I get discount on ammo, and I get free rentals. So they have a whole bunch of guns on the wall that you could rent.
Did you feel intimidated going in?
Oh, definitely.
Like, how did you?
I was almost like, hey, babe, let's not go today.
Did you grab the gun and just be like, what do now? Like, I mean, what do you do?
He gave, I told him straight up, I'm like, this is like, that was my second time shooting guns.
Well, that's probably good.
So.
I'm sure he'd want to know that.
Yeah, he was like, can you, or do you want me to give you like a, no, you don't need to at all. You could go in, pay $10 to rent the gun, he'd give you the gun, he'd give you the box of ammo, and then you have to, well, you could literally walk in there because they forget to give you ear and eye protection, because these things are loud.
Yes.
As shit. And so then we were like, oh yeah, we kind of need those. But you just get that, you walk in, and it's you. It's on you.
Yeah,
he
but
doesn't tell you how to load the gun.
Right, I was about to
he
say,
doesn't
yeah.
tell you, like, specifics of keep it pointed down range at all times if it's loaded. It's just like...
Or ever. Yeah, period. You know, down range. Yeah.
Dude, the ease of which you can walk in there...
Yes! Why? That's why people scream gun reform, man!
It's crazy.
You can go to Walmart and just buy a gun. It's a thing.
Yeah, I mean, well, I'm pretty sure pistols have a 3-day waiting period.
Oh, wow.
So you buy it and get it in 3 days. But I'm pretty sure in the state of Kansas, you can walk in, buy a shotgun day of, and get it, and then walk out.
Yeah, it depends on the gun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which is stupid to me.
It doesn't. Well, the whole thing really doesn't make sense.
Because, like, shotguns are different than pistols?
All guns can cause some pain.
Uh-huh.
In the hand of someone who wants to cause a pain with a gun.
Yep.
Even if you have to wait 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Also, if you take a concealed carry course, it foregoes the background checks on each time you purchase a weapon.
Okay.
So you get it done once and then never have to do it again.
Well, that's just convenience, man. Yeah. No, Ballin, I agree with you 100%. Yeah, but I'm a, what do you say? What does Brit say? Bleeding libtard? Right? Isn't that a thing?
Cuck libtard.
That's it. Cuck libtard. Yeah. That's me. So, you know. That's me. But, yeah gun. America. I want to get a bow and a hat. Mostly a hat.
It's really all you need.
Right.
But
right.
Don't you want to be that badass with a 6-shooter on the side of his hip just walking? Where was he at?
Quick Trip.
He's just walking in the Quick Trip.
Right over here. Quick Trip, man.
You also don't need a concealed
carry
license.
But no, to be honest, he doesn't look badass.
Mm.
Like, I mean, to us, because we're not men, he looks badass. To him, he's just living his life.
Yeah.
You know?
No, the guy behind the counter at the range had a gun belt like this, like plastic, like air, like vacuumed holster. Not leather.
Okay.
It was just like carbon fiber.
Okay.
And he's got 2 clip holders on the side.
Okay.
And then he's got one of those tiny little knives that you hold
in
between.
You didn't call it a clip at the range, did you?
What?
No, never mind.
It's a clip.
Okay. All right.
Magazine, clip, whatever.
Magazine, yeah.
It's a clip.
All right.
He said clip.
Okay, man. That's because he sized you up and he goes, this man, he wears hair ties. We're going to call him clips.
Hair ties?
Yeah, because that's a clip.
I don't wear hair ties. What are you talking about?
I'm making fun of your manliness, dude.
You're the dumb one who doesn't think they're called clips.
No, I'm trying to insult you because you're still lording your hat above me, so. That's it. That's it, J-Bar. Only it's civvies, but we'll go with yours.
Sissies. No, sissies.
Just never mind.
Civvies?
Can we move on?
Why civvies?
Just don't even worry.
Civilians?
I don't want to talk about
what?
It. Can we just move on?
I'm so confused.
Just don't worry about it.
I don't think what you said just made sense.
It made sense to J-Bar.
Okay.
And that's what matters, even though he's boycotting me, even though I feel like he's talking to me an awful lot. Mm.
Yeah. Of course. I'm left out the joke again.
It's from Apex, Coy. He told you.
I got it.
So you're not left out anymore.
I mean, I read it. I don't know what the fuck it means in Apex, so...
It's okay. Just never mind.
Just know it's from Apex.
Shut up, Seth. Don't talk to me.
Why is J-Bar disowning
you? I don't know. It's fun.
Oh, okay.
I mean, wouldn't it be fun to just stop talking to me?
Sure. You want to know what movie I watched last night?
Not really.
I think you do.
Okay, what is it?
H and S.
What's that?
Hobbs and Shaw.
Oh, God, dude.
Yeah, man.
How was it?
It was the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen.
Did you watch it at home or at the theater?
At home.
Yeah. Did you think about me while you were watching it?
Mm-hmm.
Would I have loved it?
I don't know. It was funny. It was definitely a comedy.
Okay.
But then there were other points where it was like that Vin Diesel, like, family's all you need.
Yeah, there's a lot of that, I feel like, in all those movies.
There's so much.
That's because Pinella loves that stuff, man.
The bad guy was Kylo Ren.
What do you mean?
Not Adam Driver, but it was a voice that controlled Idris Elba. It was like Idris Elba's boss, who you never saw, because there's gonna be a sequel.
Wait, so Idris Elba was a lackey?
Mm-hmm.
Black Superman!
Somebody had to make him Black Superman, and this is the guy who made him Black Superman. And the voice was Kylo Ren. It was Kylo Ren's voice.
I don't know why, but that upsets me. I don't know why.
He was just a pawn, man. He was just a pawn.
So is Idris Elba dead at the end of the movie?
Yeah.
So he's not coming back for the sequel?
No.
I said some plot holes. No. Did The Rock do the thing with the helicopter?
Actually, I was more okay with it than I thought I was going to be, because it was literally for, like, 4 seconds.
And then he let go because it was too hard.
Well, he didn't let go. There became slack in the chain, and so then he put it back on this, like, winch he was using.
Okay.
So the most of the time, it's on an actual winch. But in saying that, there's a truck with a winch on it that he threw the chain onto a helicopter, and then the helicopter is more powerful than a truck.
Yes.
Can lift a truck.
Yes.
So it starts taking it off the ground.
Uh-huh.
And so then more Samoans show up and hook their trucks to the front of the one truck.
They're doing this really fast.
They have 4 trucks daisy chained together.
Okay.
Holding this helicopter down while the helicopter is like dragging them like off the side of the cliff.
That is very strong bumper.
Oh, dude, it's fucking. You know? It was the most ridiculous scene.
Yeah.
There was a lot of ridiculous scenes.
Sounds
actually
fun to watch, though.
The Rock just falls out of a building and lands onto a dude like who's like running down the building with a cord on him, you know? A rope. He just falls on top of him. He's just like, pop, pop, and then disengages the rope. Then he falls onto another one without missing.
Sounds
falling
awesome.
Falling to his fucking death.
That's awesome.
It was so outrageous.
I gotta watch it.
But there are some funny lines in it.
Okay.
I'll give it that.
The Ballin'
Rock.
Hobo says that It Chapter 2 was more of a comedy and had legitimate funny parts. I heard that. Blue is Toxic went and saw it and said it was funny, too. And there is no child orgy at the end, so. Sorry to disappoint you, J-Bar, but yeah. It's not in the movie. I feel like you can't cast Bill
that
Hader in something
at
serious.
The end of the book?
Yeah, there's a huge child orgy at It.
What?
Yeah, in the book. Yeah, cocaine, dude. It's a drug, man. Just don't never do cocaine.
What?
I mean, Stephen King is rich and
that's weird.
He wrote a lot of books, but you know, cocaine.
Okay.
Yeah, cocaine, dude. Yeah.
But yeah, Hobbs and Shaw, man, watch it. It's pretty great.
Okay, I'll check it out.
It's pretty ridiculous.
I got lots of stuff to
talk
about.
Let's go, man. That's all my stories I had.
Okay, so here's what we got. Emmys are tonight.
Oh, yay.
You want to talk about the Emmys?
Not really.
You know Game of Thrones is nominated.
Yeah, no, I know. That's why I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, but
also, there was a lot of Game of Thrones jokes in Hobbs and Shaw.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean?
Did you know Ryan Reynolds is in that movie?
Hobbs and Shaw?
Mm-hmm.
How do they keep that a secret?
So is Kevin Hart.
That surprises me less for some reason. I feel like he might come out of The Rock at some
Deadpool
point.
Ryan Reynolds is Deadpool in this movie.
I feel like The Rock could open up at any point, and Kevin Hart could come out of him.
Oh, yeah. No, they're separate. Or he's just like a mech suit.
Yeah.
For sure.
It could be. Mm. Might be possible.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. So you don't care at all about the Emmys?
No. I mean, the last scene of Hobbs and Shaw is Ryan Reynolds calling The Rock and talking about the sequel that's going to set up. And then
he really is Deadpool. They break the fourth wall?
I mean, no. Not to us. He's calling The Rock. Well,
oh,
he's
okay.
Calling,
he's setting up
he's
the
He's calling Hobbs.
Right.
And it's like, you know that virus that we just saved the world from and how it eats your insides? Well, now there's a new virus that eats your outsides. And then he goes into talking about how Jon Snow fucked his aunt and killed his aunt and nobody's talking about it. And he's really upset about that.
It's true. Both of those things happened.
Yeah.
I was hoping it was more like, you know, big exposure. Like, wow, that's really like the ending of Game of Thrones. It just blew up and sucked.
No.
No, nothing like nothing that.
The end was the one. I think they filmed the first line of that Game of Thrones, like, before the ending had come out. And then they added this last scene
gotcha.
At the end. And it was more about the ending to Game of Thrones. Anyways.
Okay, so TV.
Mm-hmm.
Outstanding comedy. Barry. Ever seen it?
I want to.
That's the Bill Hader one,
mm-hmm.
right? Fleabag.
Nope.
No idea even what it is. Do you know what it is?
Nope.
Good Place.
That show sucks.
Chris, I think, liked that for a bit.
I hate that show.
The Marvelous Miss Maisel. last season sucked.
I don't know what that is.
It's that Amazon Prime one where the girl wants to be a comedian. It's a show that has, I think, 15 episodes or something, and it should be 8. And it'd be a better show.
Gotcha.
Too much, nothing happens in the middle. I hate shows like that. Mm-hmm. Russian Doll.
Never seen it.
Nope. Schitt's Creek?
I think that's Schitt's.
Schitt's Creek.
Mm-hmm.
S-C-H-I-T-T apostrophe S Creek.
Yeah.
Netflix, right?
Yep.
Veep.
How is Veep still on?
Because I think it keeps winning awards, right?
I think, yeah, maybe.
It's the only reason it's there, because HBO needs awards.
Mm-hmm.
Outstanding Drama, Better Call Saul. At least I know what it is.
Okay.
Bodyguard, that's got the guy from Game of Thrones in it, Robb Stark.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I wanted to watch
Chris
that.
And I watched, I think, the first 2 or 3 episodes of it.
Really?
Dude, it's so boring, dude. Yeah. It's just so slow.
Hmm.
Game of Thrones. Killing Eve.
Nope.
Ozark.
Okay.
That was a pretty good second season, I remember.
I didn't watch the second.
I think it was okay. Yet.
Okay.
It's still... I still don't buy Jason Bateman in it. Mm. I think it's a major issue I have with it. Pose. Any idea?
Posse?
No, that'd have 2 S's.
Ah.
Succession. Any idea?
What is that?
I don't know.
Wasn't that the HBO show that they were going to do, or was that the Confederate?
No idea.
You remember the show that they were going to do?
That was with the Dingledorf and Doogledoo, uh-huh. Right? Yeah, I don't know if that ever came out.
No, it got canceled.
Okay, well then it's probably not that then, huh?
I thought it was the same. They're both about the Civil War, I'm sure.
Here's the thing. I always thought, I used to like the Emmys, it was my favorite. Well, actually, I like the Golden Globes, but for this reason too.
Ain't drink at the Golden Globes.
I feel like the Emmys did a better job of nominating shows people actually watched, where the Oscars are like, Moonlight. You know, which may be a great movie, but no one saw it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And this year, I recognize like 3 of these shows.
Mm-hmm.
Lead actor, True Detective, Escape to Dannemora, A Very English Scandal, Chernobyl, When They See Us, and Fosse/Verndon, which has Sam Rockwell in it.
Hmm.
Like, at least I know True Detective. Escape from Dannemora, I know. A Very English Scandal, I know. Chernobyl, I know. I watched Chernobyl, at least. When They See Us, I know that one. Don't know what Fosse Verndon is, but it's got Sam Rockwell in it, so I like him, you know. Another guy could pull off a cowboy hat. No. Lead actress in a limited series, Sharp Objects, watch that. Escape of Dannemora, When They See Us, The Act, don't know what that is. When They See Us, Fosse Verndon. Supporting actor, limited series. I don't think this is a millennials world. I think that's my point, is I feel like these are for boomers. Like, these are all shows that millennials don't watch.
Yeah.
You know? Blackish for comedy series, Black Monday, The Good Place, The Kominsky Method, Barry, Schitt's Creek. Lead actress, Marvelous Maisel, Veep, Russian Doll, Schitt's Creek, Fleabag, Dead to Me. Like, I feel like they're all like...
They're all the same shows.
The same shows.
Yeah.
Look, supporting actor in a comedy. Barry, 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 Kominsky Method, Mrs. Maisel, Veep.
Wow.
Actress in a comedy. Barry, Fleabag, Fleabag, Glow, Saturday Night Live, Kate McKinnon.
What?
Mrs. Maisel, Mrs. Maisel, Veep. So why are there 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 supporting actors and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 supporting actresses?
Because women, man. Me too.
Yeah, but why are there more?
Because they deserve.
I mean, there's still now. There's just going to be 7 losers.
Yeah,
I don't understand why there's more nominations.
Everybody got nominated. Though,
I don't
man.
Get it.
A nomination's pretty close to winning.
Lead actor in a drama: Ozark, This Is Us, Game of Thrones, Better Call Saul, Pose, This Is Us. Lead actress: drama, Game of Thrones, Killing Eve, How to Get Away with Murder, Ozark, This Is Us, Killing Eve, House of Cards.
Alfie Allen is.
Supporting,
what?
Supporting actor, yeah, in drama.
No!
Better Call Saul, Game of Thrones, Game of Thrones, Game of Thrones, House of Cards, This Is Us.
Where's the actress, man? Is, what, Gwendolyn Christie?
Yep, Game of Thrones, Game
All
of Thrones,
Game
of Thrones,
Thrones,
Game of Thrones, Killing Eve,
Jesus
Ozark.
Christ. That's so rigged.
Nomination is excellent on a resume. Nomination gets you a pay raise. It could be. Loyal, what is the act? Can you give me a 1-sentence description?
Have they won awards before
no,
for Game of Thrones?
No, and that's why this is stupid,
yeah.
Dude. Because, like, when Lord of the Rings came out, I don't remember when Return of the King happened that every nomination was Return of the King. I remember there was one Return of the King nomination, and then they just won.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's going to be three losers. Okay, Lena Headey, all she did in the last season was stare.
Yep.
She was great in other seasons. She did not shine in this season.
That's what I'm saying. They should have. They definitely should have nominated him for
other
seasons.
Like, Gwendolyn Christie probably should win this year.
No.
You don't think so?
Fuck no.
She had the most screen time this season.
God, vomit.
Well, is it because you don't like her?
Yeah.
Gypsy Rose, who had her boyfriend kill her mom. No, but sounds like something Chris would like. I just... okay, how about this? Supporting actor. Alfie Allen, Nicolaj Coster-Waldau, and Peter Dinklage, all Game of Thrones. Peter's won before. Okay? Alfie Allen probably doesn't deserve it for this season. Maybe
no.
Past seasons. Jamie's
he
deserved it.
He had five lines in
the
season.
Out of everybody. Jamie should have been nominated every season. In my opinion, he's right up there with Jon Snow, who... No, you know, I take that back. He just did a lot of staring, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's him and Dinklage are the only people who really acted in that show. Emilia Clarke acted.
Yeah.
But that's it. Everyone else did a lot of sad staring the entire series.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my impression of Cersei.
You gotta get mad, too. There you go. That's about it. That's her range.
Wait, my award, dude?
Can you keep that bit up when I go pee?
You want me to just stare silently into space the entirety of you peeing?
That'd be great, yeah. If you could.
I don't want it. That would ruin our audience.
I don't think it would. I think they could last, you know, like 20 seconds.
I'm not going to do that.
Come on, man.
I'm not going to do that to our audience. This is why my name's first, chat, okay? That's why. I'm looking. Her mom also scammed people, make it believe Gypsy was disabled. I think I heard about that part, Loyal, that she was disabled, but she wasn't. I do kind of remember that. Hey, Oni, what's up? What is that on? Is that on Netflix? I don't know, man. And then limited series, Chernobyl, Dannemora, Fosse Verdon, Sharp Objects, When They See Us. Like, everyone says Chernobyl is one of the best shows ever. So I expect it to not win, because that's how I feel the Emmys go. But there tonight, it's on Netflix, okay? It's just so stupid to me. I talk about this on my stream every once in a while, because I feel every single person hates watching the Oscars, the Emmys, the Golden Globes, but everyone still talks about them, even though no one watches anything that they cover, and no one watches the actual award show themselves. But they're still part of culture for some reason.
You didn't do it, man.
I did.
No, you didn't.
I did. I counted to 20. So I was just talking. Outstanding limited series. Chernobyl. Escape of Dannemora. Fosse Verdon. And Sharp Objects, When They See Us. Chernobyl. Highly regarded to be one of the best shows of all time. How does it not win?
I don't know.
And it was on HBO. Chernobyl.
Yeah.
It just... I don't know, man. It's
very rigged. Dude, all award ceremonies are rigged as shit.
I feel like they're rigged, right?
Oh, definitely. It's whoever pays more
money. Did you see the thing that's going out about Robert Downey Jr.? Or no, it's for a best adaptive screenplay for Endgame.
Mm-hmm.
And on the front, it says, nominate Avengers Endgame, best adapted screenplay, Christopher Marcus, Stephen McFeely. And then on the back, it's just a picture of Iron Man hugging Spider-Man after he comes out of the portal. They're trying to be like, look at how sad and emotional Endgame is.
Oh, yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
What do you mean, Oni? He looks great. He looks great with the hat. I'd wear the hat if I could, but I can't, so. All right, man. Do you want to watch trailers, or do you want to talk about movie theater dumbness?
Trailers.
Okay.
Way more entertaining.
I have a lot of trailers here, and I don't know what they are. You just want to start at the beginning?
Yeah.
Okay, first one I got, Dark Waters.
All right.
Got Mark Ruffalo in it.
Oh, yay.
Mark Ruffalo the Buffalo. You ready?
I really hate the Buffalo Man.
You don't like him?
I don't.
You just want to skip this one then?
No.
You
I
sure?
I want to see how stupid it looks.
Okay.
Almost heaven.
Is it really Country Roads right now?
West Virginia. Blue Ridge Mountains.
Hi, Grammers.
What are you doing here?
Your grandma tells me her grandson's some fancy environment lawyer down
in Cincinnati. Is that him, Hathaway?
Yeah.
I am a corporate defense attorney.
So?
I defend chemical companies.
Well, now you can defend me.
How many did you lose?
190.
190 cows.
You tell me nothing's wrong here.
It's a lot of cows, man.
It's a small matter for a family friend. Help a guy who needs it.
A farmer or you? That's chemicals, I'm telling you.
I'm seeing documents I don't understand. They're hiding something.
Is this that a biopic?
Yeah, must be.
Drink it. It's like saying, what if I swallowed a tire?
What if whatever's killing those cows is in the drinking water?
It's in the drinking water. I'm just going to go on a
better living through chemistry. It's our DNA.
You need to tell me what the hell's going on.
DuPont is knowingly poisoning 70,000 local residents for the last 40 years.
Is he doing an accent?
You still, he did nothing.
I don't think he is.
It sounded like it when he started.
Cowhand? You want to take everything that you know and turn it against an iconic American company like an informant. Isn't that right? Isn't that right? Isn't that right?
Yes. They have all the money, all the firepower, and they'll use it. I know. I was one of them. Our government is captive to DuPont. They're trying to force you to make me stop.
He was willing to risk his job, his family, for a stranger who needed his help.
The system is rigged. They want us to think it'll protect us.
This is going to be a feel-good movie. This is going to be one of those movies you walk out of and you're like, nothing I do matters. Us.
We do.
Does the car blow up?
I hope so. Did the credits just roll? No?
Yeah, right?
Yeah. So that movie is about DuPont chemical poisoning the water hole.
I mean, I like biopics, man.
Yeah, but you don't like the buffalo.
I don't like him as the Hulk. How about that?
I mean, he looked good there.
Yeah.
Like, honestly,
I liked him in Zodiac.
Well, okay, so you do like the buffalo.
I like
what about
not
Spotlight? Did you see Spotlight?
Spotlight, yes, I did.
He's good in
I
that?
I did like that one as well.
I think he's fine as the Hulk. Remember when he dabbed, dude?
Fucking no.
The music makes it seem way more scary than it is, yes. Well, it's kind of hard to dramatize a law thriller, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, I like him as the Hulk, to be honest. Okay, this one's called In the Tall Grass.
Oh, yeah.
Want to watch this one?
In the Tall Grass.
Not the short grass, the tall grass, man. Like the film festival.
That's some tall grass.
That's some tall grass so far. It's living up to the title.
Did you hear that? Someone out there?
Is this a horror movie? I should check before I click these to see if they're scary or not, dude. Didn't get me. I knew it was coming.
Yep.
Who's Joe Hill?
Based on the novella?
What's a novella? Is that a Spanish book?
Cal?
I think so.
Becky! Just get out of the grass!
Something's not right about this. I think we should head back to the
just
road.
Just get out of the grass! Why are they in the grass? Why
did she just get cut by the grass?
Dude, it's tall grass, dude.
Who are you? What's going on?
Of course that guy's here.
Are these all just people trapped in a grass field?
How did you get here before us?
I don't know.
My boy, he's lost in here, too.
This is nuts.
It's only a field.
What's happening?
He went the other way. Natalie!
I'm never going to find her.
You can find things. But it's easier once they're dead.
How long have we been here?
Why can't you just put the sun on the left and walk?
That sounded like me.
This field doesn't make any sense.
Name one thing in here that does.
He's a weird dude, man.
You think this is just chance?
He's like, you know what would make a really
we're
good book?
For a reason.
Grass kills me.
I mean, for Halloween, you know?
It's just grass.
It's just grass!
That's ridiculous.
It's just grass, dude. Watch out. It's just grass.
It's just grass.
It's Halloween, man, you know?
In my ass.
Imagine just putting your kids on your shoulders and finding your way out. No. Can't do that. The grass is weird. Remember, they said in the trailer, this grass is strange.
Yeah, before you ever go into a field like that, you gotta figure out where the sun is.
You can look up. It was a very sunny day.
And just be like, okay, it's over there. That's west.
All right, I'll see you later, Oni.
Let's like, go.
And apparently they can call each other. They can scream to each other. Just be like, go north. Like, this is not that difficult.
It might be a magic grass, though. It's magic
grass. Magic grass that can't get out, dude. Then just lay down and die.
Yeah. Just accept your
just
fate.
Lay down and die. If you're trapped in magic grass, lay down and die.
That was dumb.
Okay, in the shadow of the moon, man. You ready for this one?
What is this?
I don't know. We're watching them all.
Great fucking title. In the shadow of the moon.
Trailers are so dumb nowadays.
Yeah, they're all the same.
It's a normal, boring shift. Too much to answer.
It's like a puncture one.
Boys across town just caught two more bodies. Said both had some kind of mark on their neck.
Is this vampire shit?
Maybe.
Random victims within times of death and minutes apart.
Vampire movie?
How's that work?
It has been a hot second since one of those.
Yeah! Suspect.
They're getting ahead of the game. Blade's gonna come out again. Vampires are gonna come back,
Hello,
man.
Thomas.
What'd you say?
I'd rather watch vampires.
Is this where it happens?
Than, zombies.
Right.
Dude, the audio on this is all over the place.
Yeah.
Today marks the 9-year anniversary of the Market Street murders and a still unidentified suspect.
Suspect.
Detective Lockhart, yes, hello.
Why is the music so loud?
You guys gotta see this.
Philly PD. Have you seen this woman?
Nice to see you again.
She gets torn apart by a train and 9 years later she's back.
She is priority number one for all law enforcement agencies.
Is that freaking Dexter? Stop,
yeah, I think it is. Anthony Michael Hall, right?
We're all going forward, but her.
So is she a vampire? Why don't they just say? What are we watching? This might be the world's worst trailer.
Apparently she could reverse time.
What's coming? If you kill me now, the world as you know it will end.
Boom!
All right, I take it back. That title makes no sense and is stupid.
Dude, I think that movie might be good. It has one of the worst trailers ever.
Looks dumb. Yeah.
I feel like they gave that trailer to a 14-year-old who's like has, you know, Acme Trailer Company. And he just made that.
Acme Trailer Company?
It didn't tell me who was in it. It didn't tell me anything about it. It looked like there was time travel. It looked like there were vampires. Who knows what's actually happening in that film?
I could not tell you.
So bad, dude. All right, man. Fractured. You ready for this?
What's this one?
Can You Solve the Mystery? Another Netflix movie.
Jesus.
Dude, Netflix is going all out, man. You think this is another scary one?
They're all
going
to be horrible.
That's Ewan McGregor, though.
No, that's not. That's Sam...
Sam Worthington.
What's the story, young
Same
lady?
Guy.
And that dickhead. I hate him.
I do, too.
He got killed in Justified. It's great. He got shot right in the dome. It was amazing.
I watched that episode. It's just a dog.
The sooner or later, everybody does. Right, Dad?
I nearly had you, didn't I?
Since you're traveling, I'd like to do a CAT scan.
Daddy's gonna take care of us.
I'm gonna wait right here for you when you get out.
Is this another horror movie?
It said mystery.
It's been hours. You know how much longer it's gonna be.
What was her name again?
Perry Monroe.
I'm not seeing a Perry Monroe.
We don't have that here.
There hasn't been a scan since 9 o'clock this morning.
When they lose your paperwork.
What are you telling me?
They're not here.
Got the whole day in front of me. Not finding any Monroe.
I just want to see my wife and daughter.
You've been dead the whole time.
Really? Avatar's not enough for this guy. He's got to go and do this shit.
The camera can't see them because of the chairs. You get a better angle.
Your
saw my little girl. You treated her wrong.
All I've got to go on is your word that they were here at all.
Things I'm making them up.
Why would I have my daughter's scarf, but not her?
Because she did. She fell off a cliff.
I showed you the picture.
That could be anybody.
I'm as concerned about them as you are.
There's too much money. There's too much money to go around. This movie would have been said no to someone, but now there's too many of them.
Needs to get hurt.
I mean, he's a head case.
Look down all your guns! What have you done to my family?
Rachel, take my family!
Rachel! Rachel!
Dude, I...
Oh, God.
There's too many.
That's too many.
It's like, oh, CBS turned down my movie, let's try Hulu. Oh, they turned it down, let's try Disney Plus. Oh, they turned it down, let's try Netflix. Oh, they turned it down, let's try Amazon Prime. Oh, they turned it down, let's try Crunchyroll. Oh, they turned it down, let's call Bill and Ted.
Yeah, man.
I mean, there's too many!
It's that fucking balloon movie, man.
Dude.
Amazon bought that shit.
Don't read ahead.
Really?
This is the official trailer.
This is the official one?
Official. I don't know what you can possibly show us.
Amelia Wren.
The other one was an official.
That's what I'm saying!
I'm a meteorologist. I believe the weather can be predicted.
Have we seen this exact trailer?
And you mean basically.
To help me.
Women don't belong in balloons on show.
This is absurd.
Your reputation is built on paper. And my reputation is built on screams.
I like her.
I hated you going up in that balloon.
I do not wish like
to lose you to any more
I love
foolishness.
Her.
It's where I have found the greatest happiness.
Didn't she play Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
The possibility
I'm not sure.
of the prediction could save lives.
We are scientists, not fortune tellers.
You are the only person who could fly us higher than anyone has ever been.
Five, four.
Yeah, this is, you know, it's at some point this turns into like some type of horror movie where they can't just go down.
And so it begins.
If they go down, they fail,
he
bro.
It's completely silent.
Go down!
There's nothing.
This is less
more
like action-y than
yes.
the last trailer.
The sky.
This is we better.
Also, there are not them. Butterflies this that high.
Dude, there are though. They came out of her.
Every layer of air, we are traveling into an unknown.
What have we to lose?
Our lives.
This could be more important than our lives.
This could be more important than our lives? You slap that man's face right there. You say, no, sir.
Will only be mine.
Yes.
I have a feeling they're not coming back.
Amelia!
We took to the skies to change the world. But you don't change the world simply by looking at it.
See, like right there, they're freezing to death. Go down.
You change it by living.
I think you went
it.
High enough.
Go down.
When your balloon starts to freeze, I think you went high enough.
Right?
The stars closer.
Also, don't hot air balloons not work if it's not hot? I don't understand. Like, they're in space. Go down. There's no weather in space anyway.
Weather balloons, man. They go up high.
Not with people in them.
If you have a big enough one.
Oh, we got one more. This one's called The Rhythm Section.
Oh, God.
Are you ready?
All these movies suck.
You don't know that. This one could be good.
Here's another
I
horror
lost
one.
My family 3 years ago.
She lost her family, man.
It wasn't an accident.
And it wasn't an accident, dude.
There was a bomb on that plane.
There was a bomb in that plane, man.
I need your help to find the ones who
And she needs her... That guy's help to find the bomb.
What about your life?
At least they've explained...
Is that dude Law?
Yeah. At least they've explained the plot.
These movies!
Even if you succeed, it won't be worth it.
This makes me appreciative that we got Hobbs and Shaw this year.
Right?
Like, all these look horrible.
Well, and this is like... This movie, I think, is supposed to be for, like... End of the year, right? Like the good end of the year movies.
I mean, maybe people gave up. Maybe people saw Disney and were like, all right, let's just go in a different direction. They got the popcorn movies. Let's do some weird stuff. Because this is Paramount. This is an actual movie. This isn't Netflix.
You're much more human
than I thought. This isn't Netflix. I mean, that guy, he's famous. Blake Lively.
You know the last movie he was in? Predator.
Okay.
The remake of the Predator.
All right, so he doesn't know how to say no.
No.
All right, okay.
I like guns, though, man. They got me.
What are we watching? Does everyone in this movie look the same? Except for the one black guy?
Yeah. Also, what a weird title.
Who are these people, and what are they doing? I don't...
Like, where are all the, like, the actors at, bro? What are they doing? Where are the real actors?
Name
and what
they're
products?
In Marvel.
Yeah, what projects are they doing right now?
They're in Marvel or they're in Star Wars, right? Or they're in Dune. I feel like those are the only movies people are in right now.
Dune?
Yeah.
You know. The Sand movie?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I forgot that was coming out.
I mean, where are they?
I don't know. Like, what's John Bernthal doing right now? Punisher?
He's in a new video game coming out.
Really?
He's in the new Ghost Recon. I will lick your face. All right? Is that what you want?
I don't.
Okay.
I'd really not want that. Do you got one more, or is that my YouTube?
That's it!
What's the other one? There's one more.
That's the Aeronauts. I was going to save it for last.
Oh.
But honestly, I'm glad I didn't, because you know what? It might have been the best trailer we watched.
Yeah.
And even it was terrible.
Wow. Remember... Like, right about now is trailer season.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I picked all of them. If I hadn't heard of them, I'm like, okay, it's like trailer season. Let's watch it.
Yeah, none of these
were
big.
Those are all horrendous. Look at this, man.
And that's Blake Lively?
Look at this.
What happened?
57th New York Film Festival. They're debuting The Irishman.
Uh-huh.
Look at the runtime on this movie. 209 minutes. Let me save you some time doing math. That's 3 hours and 29 minutes long.
Oh, my God.
That's a four-hour long movie. Why?
Because it's Martin Scorsese with Robert De Niro. Like, you got to get all that in before they both die. It's going to be the next Godfather. Godfather's that long.
But it ain't, right?
I think it is. I think it's 3 hours. It's not four, but it's three.
There's got to be an intermission. Who can sit there for 4 hours?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to see it in the theaters.
Well, we don't have to. It's on Netflix.
Oh, well, there you go. See, then it doesn't matter. Basically, just think about it as like three-episode series.
Yeah, I mean, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
They should really do part one and part two.
They really should. And maybe they will.
Maybe.
And the part two will be 4 hours long. Yeah. I don't know, man. That seems so long.
That is a long time.
Like, don't you read that this movie was like one of the most expensive movies to make? Like, remember we read that? It's like its budget was inflated to like $200 million or something. But it's 4 hours long. Like, any movie that's long is like, gonna cost more money because it's 4 hours long.
Yeah, man, unless you just shoot constantly.
Like, the amount of days required to shoot, the amount of sets required, and the amount of people required in costumes, and, like,
dialogue.
For a four-hour movie?
It's all dialogue, man. You know how much dialogue I had to edit out of the last episode of Men of Wit?
And that's 7 minutes?
It's 17 minutes.
Oh, this is 209?
Yeah. I could have easily had a 30-minute episode.
You don't round 3.49 up to 4 forehead. It's 4 hours long!
It's pretty close.
This is America, J-Bar. Things you don't like, you round up to be the worst possible scenario. You gotta go hang out with your mother-in-law for 2 hours? No, it's all day. That's how it works. I'm right. Colby, okay. Would you look into the camera and tell them that you're right because you're wearing a cowboy hat and they have to respect you?
He's right.
Thank you.
Anytime.
Thanks, man. I have to respect the cowboy hat, so.
You got to.
What about this article that says that J.J. Abrams repeatedly walked away from a $500 million exclusivity deal with Apple Plus?
He did what now?
So Apple said, there's $500 million to make all your stuff for Apple Plus from now on, and he said, nah. Like, who...
There had to have been something in the contract he didn't like. Like non-compete or something?
I don't know.
Couldn't do other projects?
Or he didn't like Apple?
I don't know.
You think it's possible that he doesn't think Apple's going to do anything?
Dude, no. Okay, so I was watching a few trailers for the stuff they got coming out. Okay, the C show.
Oh my god, dude. If you say you like that show.
No, that looked horrible.
Dude, why are they wearing clothes if they can't see?
Great point. Actually, fantastic point. I don't know. Warm? Is it cold where they're at?
Let me ask you the second question. How do they know their baby can see if they can't see?
That's a good point.
Did they tell him? I see. Like, how do they know? He can't talk. He's a baby. Are your sunglasses Top Gear?
Yeah.
The show's over.
These are my grandpa's, all right? Back up.
All right, man. Well, that makes
somebody
more sense.
Bought them for him.
That
I'm
makes
sure.
more sense. Old man, that's a Top Gear. Mm-hmm. That's an old man thing. That's fine, then. I get it. Yeah, okay. Okay.
I know. I kind of want to rip it off the side of it. Because glasses are fine. I'm not.
Yeah, I my whole opinion of you changed once I read they were Top Gear.
Top Gear.
Yeah, once I read that, my whole entire opinion of you changed.
But, okay, so they had this. Oh, I forget what it is. I forget the name of it. But they have a series coming out about the moon landing on Apple Plus.
Yeah.
Except the Russians did it before we did.
Okay.
And then.
So it's the man in the high castle, but it's the moon landing.
Exactly.
Okay.
It looks pretty.
They also have the Jennifer Aniston one.
Oh, yeah. Pass.
They have the C one.
Mm-hmm.
They have the Dickinson one.
What's the Dickinson one?
The one where it's like Emily Dickinson, but it's told in like modern times.
Ah. I don't know what
And then
is.
In a few months, they have the Rob McElhenney one coming out that one I might actually watch.
Is that the gamer one?
Yes. But that's only because It's Always Sunny. Did you know, by the way, that comes out like in 3 days? New season starts in like 3 days?
Yeah, man. Crazy.
I'm so hyped for that, man.
Crazy. I can't believe they're still going.
I'm just mad at Apple.
Why?
Because all those shows suck.
Yeah. Well, the moon one looks good. To me.
$5 a month good?
No. Is it $5?
Yeah, so imagine we didn't have our site.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Would you watch those shows?
No.
Would you pay money to watch those shows?
No.
I'm mad that these people have so much money they can just literally light it on fire.
Yeah.
And that's what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why they got into the streaming game.
And then J.J. Abrams, they give him $500 million, and he's like, nah. Because I'm guessing he wants people to see it? Because it's an exclusivity. So that means everything he makes with Apple.
Mm-hmm.
So why wouldn't he want to do that? Like, the only reason I can think of is he wants people to see his stuff, and he doesn't think they're going to see it on Apple. Because that's a lot of money, dude. I mean,
clearly, I'm not the only one, but are we getting to a point where, you know, I'd rather pay for cable because it's cheaper than all the fucking subscription services?
Dude, if we did, I think I'm only going to have Disney Plus.
Yeah, because, like, cable, you know, does. Like, if you get Cox right now,
yeah, they give
they
you
do on demand.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
And you could get a lot of the same shows.
But you miss on out demand. On all of the streaming stuff.
But is any of it worth it? We just saw 5 fucking trailers for Netflix, and they
some
all look
of it
like
is.
Ass.
Some of it is.
Like what?
Mindhunter.
I mean, give it. Yes, that was a good show. I could have done with life without it.
Though. I just watched Unbelievable, a limited series on there.
On Netflix?
Yeah, really good. Really good.
Unbelievable?
Unbelievable.
What the fuck is that?
It's about, in 2008, this foster girl who's like 18, she's raped. And basically people don't believe her. And so she just tells the police, I made it up, because she just wanted to move on. Instead of trying to prove that she was raped, she's just like, forget it, I made it up.
Mm-hmm.
But then she gets tried for false reporting.
Mm.
Because she made it up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the A story. Well, that's actually the B story. And then the A story is the rapist is in Colorado, and these two detectives hunt him down and capture him.
Does he have a girl that's redhead? Is the girl redhead?
No.
No?
No.
Hmm.
But
Brown
it just
hair?
Came out. It's only 8 episodes. It's one of those shows. It's
look up the cast real quick for me. I think the main girl is a girl I like. Yeah.
Her?
Mm-hmm.
You've seen her in other things?
Yeah, she's in Justified. She's in...
No, she's not.
Yeah, man. She plays Loretta McCready.
You know who I knew her as? She's Cassie Drake in Uncharted 4.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm like, she looks very familiar, hey, and that's because she's in the video game.
Guess what else she's in, though?
What?
Last Man Standing.
Oh, Jesus.
Yep. Yeah, you like her now, don't you? Do you not like her anymore?
I never said I liked
her.
I would like to go on record and say I never liked her before.
She plays the best character in that show.
Last Man Standing.
I'll be honest with you. Youngest daughter.
Yep, I'm out.
I'm out.
I'm out on her. Nope. Nope. But yeah, unbelievable, really good show. You know why? Limited series. Has a start and an end, and it does it in 8 episodes. Boom. Yeah. Done. Happy.
Quick. Done. Probably less money, too.
Yes! And the acting is great. It's well-paced. There's never a time you're like, get on with it.
You said you watched Yellowstone, right?
Yellowstone, fantastic.
You ever watched Deadwood?
No.
I've heard that's really good.
I don't know if I can watch more cowboy shows.
Well, yeah, I just was over at my parents. They're like, you got any shows to watch? Because he just watched Yellowstone. He liked it.
Who's watching The Wire right now?
He liked Justified, not me.
Okay.
Fuck no.
Someone's rewatching that on our site.
Ass. I've watched a few episodes, and I'm like, nope, too old.
Yeah, that's how I was. Like, everyone says it's the best show of all time, but I think Chris and I watched the first season. We're just like...
Yeah. It's a little dredgy.
I don't know if I don't... I think I don't relate to it. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. I don't relate to it either. But then again, I don't relate to Justified much, other than the fact I'm wearing a hat right now.
Yeah, but you're...
And I like guns.
You're molding your life after Justified.
I am. I'm gonna be...
But yeah, Yellowstone's... The first season of Yellowstone is not as good as the second season. But I don't know.
How many seasons are there?
Two right now.
Oh, okay.
The second season just ended a couple of days ago.
Is that Kevin Costner?
A couple weeks ago, yeah.
Okay.
But he's the patriarch. It's not really about him.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the kids. He owns Yellowstone Ranch. And it's basically, in a nutshell, the show is about him trying to protect his ranch. But it's not really about that.
From what?
From other landowners trying to take it. Businessmen.
You should just watch The Ranch then.
Well, it's not a comic.
Also, real quick,
yeah.
Last season of Justified, the bad guy.
Uh-huh.
Sam Elliott.
Perfect.
Yeah.
They went all out.
Without a mustache.
Is there any nudity in that show?
No. There's close. There's a few times
it's
close.
It's FX nudity,
But, yeah, no. Sam Elliott without a mustache. There's a reason that man has a mustache, and that's because his upper lip is like retarded. Like it is, it's like just droopy as shit.
Well, it's because it's used to the mustache,
it's
probably.
Huge.
How did they get him to shave his mustache?
I don't know.
He shouldn't have done it.
Yeah, no, maybe it was like, okay, everybody's seen you and everybody's going to recognize you with a mustache.
Maybe he's too nice.
A different character.
Like, you're like, oh, there's gentle Sam Elliott. You know?
No, he plays the bad guy.
Right.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. He is a little more menacing without the stash because he looks like a creep.
And see, Hammy in chat said for streaming services, just get it for the month you want to watch it, binge it, and then cancel it.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about canceling Netflix. There's nothing on there I mean, watch.
I think I'm going to cancel it when Disney Plus comes out.
Yeah. There's nothing I watch on it.
But I don't know, man. It's just...
Plus our site. Like, it's really hard to keep any streaming service when that site exists.
But the site doesn't have everything.
Doesn't have everything. It has a lot.
But not everything.
Also, Prime has way more than you thought.
Oh, Prime has a ton of stuff. And it has good shows, too.
Yeah, like Justified, all of Justified on Prime. Didn't know that. Watched it on
our site. Well, FX is on Prime.
Mm-hmm.
But they're like...
Vikings?
Yeah?
I was watching that on our site. It's on Prime. Actually, no, it's on Hulu. Never mind.
Okay.
Deadwood?
Which streaming services do you pay for?
I got Prime, Hulu, Netflix.
Why have so many?
I don't know. Britt pays for Hulu, I pay for Netflix,
so,
and then I also pay for Prime.
It's $12 a month for Hulu, right?
$11, yeah. No,
okay.
$11.99, I think. Yeah,
yeah, so $12, and then it's, how much do you pay for Netflix?
I think it's like up to $13 now.
Okay, so you're $13, mine's $16 because I pay for 4K.
Mm.
So it's $13 for Netflix,
mm-hmm.
So now you're up to $25, and then Prime is $13,
yep.
Unless, do you pay it yearly or monthly?
I'm pretty sure I pay monthly.
Yeah, so you're like me, then it's $13. Mm-hmm. Bucks. So now you're up to you're basically at $40 a month,
mm-hmm.
for streaming services. And cable, I think basic cable is like $50 a month.
Yeah. Yep. It's crazy.
And basic
Netflix,
cable.
And then Disney Plus is coming out. I'm going to get that.
Yeah. Well, that's good. But that's $6.
Mm-hmm.
And then you want Apple.
Well, I can partner that with Hulu, so 15.
Still expensive, man.
I ain't getting it.
Well, and the Hulu's is the ad one. Do you have ads on Hulu right now? Yeah, so the Disney Plus package one has ads.
Well, yeah, but that's 15 for the package. I'm sure it's going to be like 20 for the non-ad
one. I don't think so.
One.
I don't think they offer a non-ad one.
Really?
I don't think so.
You think there are going to be ads on Disney Plus?
No.
No?
There's no ads on Disney Plus, but there's ads on Hulu.
Well, that makes no fucking sense.
It doesn't make any sense at all.
Is it just because they have contracts as to why that's...
That'd be my guess.
That's still
It'll change over time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Just how, like, they just added Aladdin to Netflix. The live-action Aladdin. Like,
really?
Yeah, it's just got to be old contracts. Like, they say, you're going to get all the Disney movies that come out up till this point, you know? And eventually
so
they'll fall
on there.
Off.
Like, when does Disney Plus launch? It's close, isn't it?
It's November, right? November 6th,
November?
I think, like that? Something like that. Hmm. Yeah, because Apple beat them in price and street date.
For Apple TV.
For Apple TV Plus, really? Yeah. Hmm. Right, but we're not sure if you can get it bundled, Loyal, with
dude,
Disney Plus.
That fucking dumbass C-show, man.
C-show? Oh, yeah, dude. It's stupid.
It looks so dumb. Why does Jason Momoa do dumb shit?
Dude, because he gets paid money.
Because that other one, the Frontier one, that one's bad, too.
Remember when he got paid to just hump Amelia Clark
like
a horse?
And speak random syllables?
Yeah, and then he died?
Ooga shaka ooga.
If that
ooga,
was
ooga
the extent of your career, wouldn't you say yes to everything possible? Somehow he ended up in a DC movie, and now he's on the flagship show for Apple Plus. Even though they're terrible, I would say he's doing okay.
I don't understand it.
He's like the poor man's Rock, is what he is. Except he's still getting big movies. He's Aquaman, dude!
He is Aquaman.
He's Aquaman! We live in a world where Aquaman was made.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's too bad Vinny Chase wasn't starring in it.
Is it?
No.
No.
This Aquaman was going to be much better than that one. You remember that one scene, though, where he fucking jumped off a pier in the ocean with a big tsunami coming?
I do.
Pretty cool scene.
Hey, man, you want to feel old?
Yeah.
Watch this. ...2007 is when that came out. We are now referencing a 12-year-old show.
Jesus fucking Christ, man. Wow.
Watch this.
People still reference it, though.
The movie came out... ...4 years ago.
The movie was terrible.
I liked it. It was fine.
It was fine. It was just a long episode.
Yeah, but it was fine. It was more of what we wanted. More Ari being Ari.
What was the movie that they were doing in it? Do you remember? Was there even a movie that he was doing in it?
Yes, because remember Haley Joel Osment was the bad guy who wanted to finance it just so he could bang some lady that was in the movie, remember?
Mm-mm. I don't remember that movie at all.
Was it Billy Bob Thornton in it?
I think so.
Entourage, Hammy. Pay attention. We didn't ever say the title. We just referenced the 12-year-old show and then never said what it was. So, and then I yell at chat. So, I read chat constantly. Colby never does.
No. I don't know, man. That's crazy. I don't remember the movie at all. All I remember about the show is that he's Aquaman.
The movie...
Vinny
wanted to be the producer of Aquaman. And so he stakes his entire career on it. Or not Aquaman. Sorry. He wanted to be the
Medellin.
Producer of whatever movie he wanted to be
Medellin.
In. No. In the movie.
Oh.
He wanted to finance
okay.
it.
Uh-huh.
So he baked his whole career on it. And then it turned out that, like, the boy or whoever, Haley Joel Osment, he spent his daddy's money. But all he really wanted was to bang the actress. And Vinny wouldn't let him bang the actress. And so he pulled the funding.
Isn't he a short dude with, like, a fucking goatee or
yes.
something? Yeah.
And then Billy Bob Thornton is his dad.
That's right. Yeah, okay. I remember.
And then Ari, like, runs the studio or something.
Yep.
And so I don't really remember. But.
Mm-hmm. All I remember is the opening to that movie is just ridiculous and would not fly today.
I don't remember the opening.
Johnny is, like... It says some heinous shit on a boat. That's all I remember. He's like, I jerk off with them tits in between my legs or some crap. I can't remember. It's something ridiculous.
It is probably something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's something ridiculous.
I miss that stuff, though, to be honest.
Pull it up, man. We got to watch it. Let's watch the first scene of the Entourage.
I want to. I'm gonna.
What else do we got to do?
First of all,
20 minutes.
I'm not sure that we could because it may have nudity.
Well, we don't have to show it. I just need the audio.
They're going
to
watch us watch a movie?
I just need you. Literally, it's in the first 2 minutes.
Well, how do we pull up the first 2 minutes?
Go to the fucking yes. Come on, man. Where's your brain?
Uh-oh.
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 God damn it.
I'm broke. You're up to do it. Maybe it's on here, man.
That's the show.
That's the show. Well, it's the same freaking thing.
No, see, we don't even need
to pay
for it.
There we go, man. Look, okay.
Don't even need to pay for it. Look at that.
We're legally watching it. Totally legal. Okay, there's a boat.
Dick's got herpes or something. I can't remember what he says.
Okay, so there's a yacht cruising through the ocean right now. This isn't a very big yacht.
I think they're going to the bigger yacht.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. I mean, I might be wrong.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's the bigger yacht.
Yeah.
Boom. Boom. I remember this.
Okay.
I remember it.
Okay, a bikinied lady is looking through binoculars at the incoming yacht with the boys on it. A bunch of naked women. They're not naked, but they're in bikinis dancing.
Before we even get there.
That was it.
That's it?
Yeah, that was it.
That's not that bad.
Who throws a party when his wife...
That was it. That was less...
Vince does.
It was less better than I thought.
I hope that's what my next honeymoon's like.
I was wrong.
We shouldn't have watched this. This is embarrassing.
I may need to jerk it before we get there, boys. That is definitely less than I expected.
This is embarrassing. We shouldn't have watched that. We should have let that live in our memory.
I may need to jerk it before we get there. Yeah, I mean, that lives up.
Does it?
It's not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Scud missile scene, still the best scene.
Oh,
the entire
definitely.
Thing, yo.
Silence is fucking golden, Lloyd. Tsetse fly.
Oh my god, dude. I just need to make a supercut of the show of just the Ari parts.
Yeah, just the best lines.
Yeah, and then that's all we need really to watch, you know?
For sure.
Yeah.
That's the only good part of the show.
I mean, there's a couple good scenes between Johnny Drama and Turtle where they're just bickering. That's kind of fun, but there's nothing good with E.
Nothing good with E.
No, nothing really good with Vince.
Yeah,
either.
I don't really like Vince. Mm-mm.
No. No.
Confucius say,
and the whole thing's based on Mark Wahlberg. Remember that?
That's sad.
It is sad.
It's sad. Sad.
You think if we went back and watched that series and we thought of it in mind, like this is who Mark Wahlberg thinks his life is? Like, you ever watch that with Britt?
Uh-uh. I told her that we need to, and I'm like, but there's a lot of boobs.
There's not that many boobs, to be honest.
There is a lot of boobs.
There's not.
A lot more boobs than normal TV shows.
No, well, there's more than Justified, but to be honest, I think you were a teenager, and so any boob was a good boob.
And there's a lot of boobs in it, man.
I think now, 10 years of porn later, I think you're going to watch that and you're going to be like, there's not many boobs I remember.
All right.
There's only like maybe one or two boobs in a season.
No!
Yeah, dude. A lot of bikinis, not a lot of boobs.
Are there more boobs in Game of Thrones or
100% Game of Thrones has more 100%? Boobs. 100%? 1,000,000,000%. There's
100%.
More. I would go on a limb and they say there are more boobs in the first season of Game of Thrones than there are in the entire series of Entourage. Mm. There's not that many boobs. Entourage is mostly about four idiots just hanging out together. There's very rarely boobs.
I brought this up. I brought the show up, and I think me and Britt stayed up. I think me and Britt stayed up till like 1 Thursday night when I got home from the show.
Uh-huh.
Talking about politics and shit.
Why?
Literally, just nothing on the TV. Just us ranting to each
That's
other.
That's disgusting.
About stuff. But I brought up, we were talking about movies, or it ended up being on movies or something, and I was like, she's like, why do these certain things happen, or something like that. And I just based all of my responses off the show Entourage.
Okay.
And how I saw the inner workings of Hollywood work.
I mean, I think it's pretty accurate, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta pee again.
It's only 15 minutes left.
I know, I've held it. When I say it means it needs to happen imminently.
You just want to end the show?
No.
I mean, I only got like 2 articles left.
You can read an article.
Without you.
Start it, and then I'll come in and then have you repeat it. Is that okay?
No! that's not okay.
That's how our show works.
I mean, I like how you asked me, but no, it's not okay.
It works. It's fine. It's fine.
I gotta be honest, I do enjoy seeing him take off his headphones while wearing a cowboy hat, though. It is kind of hilarious to watch him finagle it around his giant hat. So, what happens if I just end? Like, and he comes back and the show's just over. Chat, what if I ended the show, but I didn't tell him? How long do you think I could get him to sit here and talk to no one? Do you think I could do it for a while? I bet I could do it for a while. I'd be like, by the way, the last 10 minutes of your life have been for no reason. Maybe we do that on April Fool's, but I do it just to him, you know? That'd be great. This is a lot longer than he said.
Hurry up! Hurry up!
Why are you yelling?
Because you're taking too long!
I had to pee.
Took too long, man!
I have to pee that bad, it's a long pee.
Just pee half!
I can't do that.
You only got 10 minutes!
Can't do that. We can go longer.
What do we got to talk about?
I don't know, let's play a game.
Do you have nothing to do today or something?
I mean, I'm going to the gym after this, so as long as I can...
Is Britt off busy or something?
No.
Why don't you want to go home and see Britt?
I do, but I could also talk on this show.
Oh, so you don't want to go home and see Britt. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, no, fuck that.
Okay, man. So, apparently, Regal and Cinemark have decided that because people aren't going and seeing enough movies, they're going to show 6 minutes of commercials after the start time of the film now.
What?
So if the movie starts at 7,
uh-huh,
at 7 o'clock, they're going to show 6 minutes of ads, and then what they usually would show before the movie starts.
That's fine with me.
You're fine with that?
Yeah, because with Britt,
oh, yeah, because she's late all the time.
You know how many times I've been to a movie on time?
Why don't you just tell her that it starts 15 minutes
before? Because she knows when it starts, and then, yeah, it doesn't work. I've tried to pre-plan. It's always failed. Always. Can't help it.
How does she know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if she knows what time it started, why can't she be on time?
I don't know. Because she always pushes it back. Like, we're laying in bed, and she's just like, 10 more minutes. And then that 10 minutes would be all the time that we need to make it to the movie on time.
Then why even go to the movie?
I don't
know. It doesn't sound like she wants to go.
I know.
Just stay home.
Mm-hmm.
Save money. Get your gun.
Like, if it was me and her just going to a movie, I'd be fine with it. Like, I mean, I wouldn't be, but I'd suffer through it. It'd be fine.
It's only you that's suffering.
We don't affect other people.
Yeah.
But there was this one time we went to a movie with my parents.
Uh-huh.
And we were running late.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, oh my God, woman, hurry the fuck up.
Yeah, she takes
We don't
late.
Need this long. Hurry up! Yeah, that was
You had sex with that hat on yet?
No, but I should.
You should, right?
I got it yesterday.
Oh, okay.
I haven't had the time.
Sorry, I didn't realize you were super busy yesterday.
It's that time of the month, bro.
So?
I'm not about that life.
Not about that life.
Not about it. I can wait.
Okay, I have, what about this one, ma'am? Bang Bros have decided that they have put in a $10 million bid to rename American Airlines Arena in Miami. They want it to be the Bang Brothers Arena, where the Miami Heat would play.
Yeah, the BBC, the Bang Bros Center. I saw that. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Do it. Why not?
Well, because the NBA will definitely turn it down, right? But
oh, yeah, for sure. But, I mean, it's $10 million.
$10 million. Does it disgust you that Bang Bros has $10 million, by the way? Like, I mean, I figure those porn sites have just unlimited money. But, like,
I mean, shit's free, bro. Why do you pay for it?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I'm so confused
about
that.
How do they have $10 million when
you can
just go to Pornhub?
I don't know.
I don't know. Who's paying for porn? Enough of it that they have $10 million.
Dude, old men, probably? Like, because...
It blows my mind. It really does. I feel like this is a dying medium.
I don't know.
Like, could we just start a porn site and just make money?
Okay, honestly. Like, do you feel that... girls of the age that are in porn.
Uh-huh.
They're still, like, if you wanted to, if you weren't in a loving, committed relationship.
Okay.
You could find one that is in that age range. Probably not attractiveness level. But age range. Like, they still are.
Are you asking me if I can meet a woman between the age of 18 and 22?
22? You don't think there's bitches doing porn that are older than 22?
I'm just confused at what you're getting at here.
I'm just saying, I feel like they're still attainable. They're still our age.
Like, are you asking
me? If we were slick, if you were skinny,
if
you were hot,
if I was hot,
if I had a good, pickup skill, like if I could actually talk to women.
Like, I could absolutely pick up a porn star.
Okay.
100%.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Well, not even a porn star, just a woman of that age.
Yeah, absolutely I could.
Okay. Then yes, what I'm saying. That's why we don't pay for porn.
No!
But like an old 50, 60-year-old who does not have money.
Wait, so are you saying that the fact that we could, quote-unquote...
J-Bar, fuck you, man! Fuck you! Don't get at me! I know that's the key to my success, and I can't do it! Oh! He pushed the button, man! He pushed my button!
You have a girlfriend.
I know.
Your key to success, you're done. You've succeeded.
I know, but I can't grow the beard, man.
It doesn't matter. I can't grow a beard either. You look good, man. Look at the cowboy hat. You look good. You've already succeeded. Don't let J-Bar needle you, all right?
It's too late. How do you know the one thing to go for?
Because he watches our show,
like,
man.
Like, most everything about me I'm fine with, except that.
You gotta just not care. Just let it go, man. Why do you have self-worth?
I don't know.
You should stop it.
I really should.
They can't say anything to me. I have no self-worth.
I really should.
Nothing they say to me can be worse about what I already think.
My point was that 50-year-olds who don't have a lot of money, there's no way they're getting a woman like that. So they might as well pay for the most high-quality porn that they could get.
But you can go to Pornhub and get HD porn, can't you?
Not all of it.
Well, how much do you need?
If that's all you do? If that's all you can have?
But okay, I don't understand your argument. You're saying, like, it's all you can have. Like, right now, if we wanted to, we could go out and get a 20-year-old to bang us. We can't.
Right.
So, we are in the same category as these old men. And we don't pay for porn.
No.
So you're saying psychologically because we know we could? Oh, my sweet Jesus.
Is that for beard serum shit, J-Bar? I don't want your money. Don't pity me.
It doesn't show up. I don't understand.
What doesn't show up?
The messages!
Oh.
Do I have them turned off or something? I have them turned off. That'll do it. That'll do it.
Here, go buy some beard implants. Yep. I know. Thanks, man. $5 will get me real far.
It's actually $2.50. I'm taking that.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Bob Ross has a beard. There you go, man.
Yeah, yeah.
So, wait. So what you're saying is, because we could go out and get a woman, we don't need high quality porn?
In theory, yes.
But you can't.
Well, right now, no, but in theory, I could.
No, you can't.
In theory, a 50-year-old without no money, you can't.
I don't think I think there is more of a chance. I think there is just as likely a chance that you could go out and get a 20-year-old as there is a 50-year-old man could go out and get a 20-year-old.
Really?
I do.
That's insulting, man.
I mean, I'm just being honest with you.
That's insulting.
I mean, do you ever think about if you and Britt broke up, like, what are your options now?
I know.
Because you're done. No college girl's going to date you. Because think of who you're competing with.
Who?
All the people who are their age.
Yeah, and they're dumb.
Yeah, but you are trying to live...
equally as dumb and less rich and not in college.
I think kids these days don't want an old man like you, dude.
That's fine. Maybe I'm out of it.
I think you're out of it.
I need to come to terms with that, apparently.
Because I think college girls love older guys. I'm not sure about that. Because I don't think he's old enough to be an older guy.
I'm old enough.
I don't think you are, man.
26? That's older than...
I think you got to be,
that's
like,
better
up
than
30s.
30. No! Yeah, I know. I know. A lot of women I've known have fucked with 30-year-olds. And that makes me like 30 it hurts my brain. Mature. That's gross.
Like being between like 20 and
28.
When
he was 18, you were 8. Like,
yeah. Yeah. They're not 8 now though.
Fuck that. That's so weird.
I think between like 22 and 28. The
age gap I've ever had was 4 years. Wait. Yeah, 4 years.
Well, you and Britt the same age, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm 5 years separated from Chris.
That's fucking weird, bro.
She's still in her 20s, you know?
Well, that's better than 10.
It's better than 10.
It's better than 10.
What, is 10
I've
weird?
I've seen 10. 10 is weird.
I don't think it's that weird when that's you're old. It depends on how old you
if
are.
If it's like 25 years, 50-year-olds going after 20-year-olds. That's weird.
It's not that weird.
That's weird. He hit maturity. You mature, you're done.
What do you mean you hit maturity?
At 25.
When do you hit maturity?
At 25, your body is done maturing. Your brain stops developing. Like, everything is developed.
I don't think there's any science to back that up.
That is 100% scientific. God, this hat. I can't wear that more than fucking 20 minutes without
it
hurting. No, it just hurts.
Squeezes your head?
I think it's too tight.
Too tight.
And that's the big one.
My brother's wife is 14 years older than him.
I don't think it's reversed.
For women.
No, I think
it is
reversed.
I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming.
I think it's reversed.
I don't know why.
I don't either.
It's okay for a woman to bang a little baby dude, but not okay for a man to bang a little baby chick.
Right.
Okay. That's what you're
saying. Men are
more
perverse, yeah.
What do you mean men are more perverse? So it's the intent?
Just in general, yeah. Men are grosser.
Well, that... Okay.
Right?
I mean,
Am I wrong in that?
Well, you're the one saying you won't have sex because it's that time of the month. Who's the gross one right now?
You.
Why? I mean, I'm always the gross one, I would like to be clear, but why in this instance?
Because you bang on periods, bro.
Dude, yeah! Beggars can't be choosers!
That's weird. Why are you begging? You're married.
What's that have to do with anything?
You shouldn't beg. You should tell.
You don't beg?
No.
You tell?
Yeah.
You say, Britt, get in there?
Yeah.
That's the type of man you are?
Yeah.
There's no... You're only saying this because she's not in the viewer list. I know this is not a true fact right now.
It is a true fact.
It is a lie. You're like, get in there.
No.
I'm going to put my hat on.
I'm definitely not the...
How do you like my chaps?
Not a very dominant type, no. It's more like, can we please?
Hey, please, if you bestow upon me your vaginal crevice.
Please, I would like that. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Men are grosser, man.
Well, I agree. But I don't know how we got to this point from the point Bang Bros has $10 million.
Old men, that's what I'm saying.
I have never met one. Well, here's the problem. Like I say, I was about to say, I've never met one person who pays for porn, but would people admit it?
Yeah, no, probably not.
I've paid for porn before.
I have not. I always thought they were going to steal my credit card number.
I'm trying to think of what I paid for. I don't remember. It was like 5 or 6 years ago. I was still in Manhattan. There was one series... I wish I remembered. There was one series I really liked, and they caught me in a weak moment. You know?
A weak moment.
A weak moment.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Uh-huh. You know, when you're weak.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. When you're weak. And so it's like...
You want a beer?
No.
Oh, come on. I have two left. I don't want
to
bring them
home. Chris will kill me if I drink that. Give it to Chris.
Chris! You'll make her go. Come get a beer. Because I don't want to drink the last one.
I thought she wanted one.
Yeah, didn't you want one?
They caught me in a weak moment, Hammy. And I think it was like $4.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like on my PayPal, and so it like
you
charged
me. Want
me
to open it?
No, I got it.
All right. And so it was like on my PayPal, so it like charged me for like several months before I canceled it.
What now?
The porn I paid for.
It was on your credit card and you canceled
it? It was on
before.
My PayPal.
Uh-huh. And you canceled it?
My internet went out for a week, so I bought a DVD. I have DVDs, but I've gotten them as extras with other things.
I've never bought... What, really?
Yeah.
Like with sex toys and
yeah.
shit?
Yeah.
Really?
They come as like, buy this, you get a free this.
Where?
Me and Pinella watched one together.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I sadly remember you telling me about that. Yeah,
yeah. You refuse to watch porn with me. It's very sad.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of male bonding can be had when you
male
watch porn
bonding.
Together.
What happens? You start jerking off in the same room?
Well, I wanted it to, but Pinella wasn't into it, which is surprising because I think he'd be the most into it.
Well, that was back when he was somewhat intact with his sexuality. That was right off his country phase, where he still got girls. Speaking of country.
Yeah, dude. Well, you put it back on, man. It's hurting your head, you said.
Well, in bits, I'm fine.
Okay. Okay, well.
That's why I keep adjusting it.
But yeah, I think. I mean, Matthew and I have sent porn to him before, but it's always been free stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know how they have $10 million. Man.
$10 million, and they want to spend it on naming an arena.
Well, I mean, I guess you could make the argument that they know they're not going to have to actually do it, so maybe they don't have $10 million.
Maybe they don't. Probably not.
I mean, we could say the Seth
like
Colby
I mean,
arena.
You could probably have $10 million, but not
available
liquid assets
to
just blow on a stadium name. It's fucking ridiculous.
Let's go to Bang Brothers.
It goes to. From American Airlines, a respected, semi, you know, poor airline, to Bang Bros.
I mean, they got, like, names. Violet Jade. Janice Griffith. Leah Lee. I mean, there's a ton of these. But, like, all the things that I'm looking at here, like, I feel like all of these things I could just find on Pornhub.
Oh, yeah.
Like, stripper with double D's hops on the bus. Because it's the bang bus, right? Like, they bang in the bus? Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I feel like all of these, none of these scenarios that I'm reading here
aren't on Pornhub.
Aren't on Pornhub.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing that and they're not like they're special, you know? It's not like goat explodes ketchup all over this lady's bottom, you know? I don't feel like, it's like, you know, this lady has an act performed on her by a jogging partner. Like, if I wanted to watch two people jog and then bang, I feel like I could find an HD version of that on Pornhub. That's not like that out of the realm of
crazy. It's full length. I don't know,
full length? It's 42 minutes long! You're right!
Well, and...
Dude, that's crazy.
Like, I mean, I don't know how many people have watched porn or not, but the fucking, like, the situations, the reality kind of porn, you know? The acting is so bad.
Right.
Like, might as well not even have it. It's almost a turnoff.
It turns me off.
Just how bad of fucking acting
they're
just like.
That's why I watch amateur stuff.
It's just like. Oh, man. It just reminds me of that sausage pizza thing, you know? Like, I got this pizza here. Does it have sausage on it? No, but I could give you my sausage.
Yeah. I'm a Swedish plumber, and I'm here to fix your pipe.
It just remembers, like, it takes me back to Zach and Miri make a porno.
Yeah, they ruined it.
Yeah.
The stereotypes.
It's done.
It's cliche.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. And I don't know how that goes about.
I think Hammy might be onto something, though. Hammy said Pornhub might pay to have it on their site. I think he's right. I think that there's, like, services, like these companies on Pornhub. And I bet Pornhub pays them. But how does it work? Okay, so if I'm Cox Cable, and I want ESPN, do I pay ESPN or does ESPN pay me?
I feel like Cox pays ESPN.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm Pornhub, I pay Bang Bros to be on my site.
Mm-hmm. And then Pornhub gets paid by the ads that are on
that are on those.
Mm-hmm.
So then that would be part of the reason that Bang Bros has money.
Maybe. Contracts? Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's it.
That could
that's
be.
That's definitely it. It's definitely it.
You think they have, like, Pornhub exclusives?
Yeah.
I bet they do.
Definitely. Exclusive.
Right?
People just rip it and put it up on all the other
sites.
Yeah,
they put it on X-Hamster or whatever, dude. Yeah.
I don't know, man. They have $10 million to blow on an arena name, though.
That's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Do we want to talk about the fact that the Area 51 raid just didn't happen?
Of course it didn't happen. Are you surprised about that?
A little.
Why? You sad people didn't get shot?
Well, did you see those fake posts going around?
I don't know.
There was like this, I can't remember what the fuck it was. I don't know if it was like a music festival or just
right.
A
they had a festival there,
or
yeah.
Something, but it was a fake festival where they had a fake tank and a fake fence and a fake sign that said Area 51 on it and like spotlights and shit. And there was a large group of people.
Well, they had an actual festival. I think like musicians were there. Kind of turned into like a second Burning Man.
I think
type
that
of thing,
was it. Yeah, that.
I saw the one video.
Photos of those were going around all the time, and they were.
But that had
like
nothing to do with Area 51.
Right.
Yeah.
No, Area 51. I saw a video of dudes just chanting like "rape an alien" or something like that, over and over and again.
Okay.
But it was like 20 people. Just nothing happened.
I don't feel like we should condone alien rape. I mean, what did the aliens do to deserve that?
I don't know. They came here.
That doesn't make
dealt with humanity. Humanity's fucked up, bro.
Well, humanity is messed up.
A porn company can pay for a fucking sports arena.
Do you think there's Area 51 themed porn on Pornhub right now?
Definitely. Definitely. I thought I heard something. Britt listens to Barstool, and I think they mentioned that Area 51 searches.
Look at this. Area
went up like
Area 51
times.
Sex tape right here, dude. 23 minutes later, there is a man dressed as an alien.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's a lot of it. There's an animated one. Shrek porn hentai. Okay. All right. Well, that's something I'll just never be able to unsee.
Like you haven't seen worse.
I have seen worse, but... Mm-hmm.
Like you haven't seen worse.
Why am I still looking at it? I gotta stop.
Because you're curious.
I gotta stop looking at it.
You wanna click it?
I did wanna click it. Gotta wait for you to leave, though. That was something. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a good place to end.
I don't know how I could continue after that.
Yeah.
I do have one more article, though, that we could read that I'm very... I just wanna say we're right. The U.S. government is suing Edward Snowden for his book profits.
For his book profits?
Like, we talked about this on our show. It's like, how is he allowed to be a criminal, run off to Russia, and then write a book and make money? Turns out he's not. They're going to take his money, so.
In due part. Like, I mean, I feel bad for the guy. I do.
I do, too. I mean, he's an American hero or whatever, but... The Justice Department has filed a civil lawsuit against Edward Snowden that would recover all proceeds of his recently released memoir, the department announced on Tuesday. The charges coincide with the official publication of the book, which is titled Permanent Record. Snowden's memoir was allegedly not submitted to the CIA or NSA for pre-publication review, a required practice among former employees of intelligence agencies. As such, the department considers the book a breach of Snowden's fiduciary obligations and names the publishers as co-defendants in the suit. Given the still classified program's materials discussed in the memoir, it's unlikely the book would have been approved for publication. Snowden remains a de facto fugitive from the U.S. government, would likely face charges on the Espionage Act if he returned to the country. But the new civil case could prove nonetheless cause problems for Snowden, potentially enjoining his publishers from releasing any proceeds from the book.
What did they think was going to happen?
I don't know, dude.
That
maybe
the
they,
government
they
was just
think, like, best case scenario, they just forget? Chris, I got to work tonight. We're not playing Apex.
What do you got to do?
I got to make 40 websites.
40?
40!
Really, 40?
Just two.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the two's better? Chris says, we're not playing Apex. I got to work.
40.
Might as well be 40.
Well, that's in then, man, so you can get to start working.
I'm working right now. This is work.
This isn't work. We made $5.
That's more than we usually make.
$6.50.
More than we usually make.
It's true. It's not worth it.
You want to quit?
Quit the show.
You want to quit? Yeah. I'd be fine with not doing Sundays and just doing Thursdays.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
No.
Why not?
Well, I feel like we have the Europeans who watch the Sunday show and they'd miss it, you know?
Oh, no.
Also, I never get to see you.
Okay.
Ever.
Sure.
I mean,
I would... See me twice a week. That's more than most people can see.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, because I see you twice a week, but it's only for 5 hours.
You know how long I've seen Pinella in the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, but that's because you went out of town to Kansas City. You spent 3 days with the other people.
Two. A night and a half. Literally, probably 6 hours.
You have seen Jordan more than you've seen me in the last 3 years.
Like, physically with my eyes seen him?
You've spent more time with him. You've texted
time
him more.
Me and him.
You've hung out with him
I've
more.
Texted him more.
Yeah.
I've never texted Jordan.
You're not in a group text with him.
He's not in the group text.
Oh, Lizzie. Although you did text me a couple nights ago, and I appreciate it.
Hey, man.
I don't know why you texted me that. It was out of nowhere. Was there something?
What was it?
You just told me it was a quote from "It's Always Sunny."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What was it?
Like tissue paper, bro.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they were talking, he had this fucking vape that was...
Who?
Like, Jordan.
Oh, had, oh, him again. I feel like you don't stop talking about
He had
him.
A vape probably about that uh-huh. wide around, diameter-wise. Uh-huh. He was like, could this go up your ass? They were like, no, that can't go up
yes,
your ass.
Yes, it could.
I'm like, yeah.
First of all, anything could go up there with it enough could go force up your ass. And enough lubrication.
Well, and then they said something about it, like,
J-Bar,
breaking
don't make
your
promises
asshole.
You can't keep.
I was like, it'd rip like tissue paper.
And they didn't get it?
No, they didn't get it. So I had to text someone who'd get it.
That's why I'm better.
Yeah. Agreed.
I'm but you hang out with them more.
That's because they do more things.
I would do things, but I'm broke.
See? It's still an excuse.
I mean, it's a true excuse.
Mm. True. Sure. Sure.
What? Also, you don't really do more things. You just go to their house and sit.
That's literally what I was doing
yeah.
Friday night. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You don't really do anything. You could come over here and sit. Or I could go over to your house and sit.
You never come over to my house.
If you invited me, we would. What do we care?
I don't have good seating.
Like I do!
Also, there's nothing to do at my house.
There's nothing to do anywhere! You just drink and we yell!
Mm. You have games here, though.
I could bring games.
I don't have any games.
What games do I have?
A lot. A lot of games. You want to know what games I have?
Yeah.
Dominoes.
Dude, I love dominoes. Play that in Red
I
Dead.
Have that. I don't have Red
what
Dead.
What games do I have?
Monopoly, Catch the Pigs, Catan, Uno.
Everything you're...
Truth or Dare. Like a fucking shitload, man. You have a cabinet full.
Anything that you just mentioned, I could bring to your place.
That's true. Jack in the Box? Can't bring that.
What is Jack in the Box?
PlayStation thing.
You mean Jackbox?
That one.
I absolutely could bring that.
No, you couldn't.
It's a 2 gigabyte game. I just sign it on your PlayStation. I download it. It takes 6 seconds.
I don't have a controller that works.
Neither do I!
But see, that's the thing. It plays with the phone. It plays with your phone.
Yeah, so
it?
You just argued against yourself. I was trying to figure out how that was a negative to me, and I was like,
that's a good point.
That helps my argument.
That's a good point. My apartment's a mess.
Are you kidding me? Look at my... I live in a shanty town.
Shanty town.
There's beer cans everywhere. There's Pokemon cards
on
the floor.
Oh, that's my fault.
There's old Dylan's bags. Fans. Oh, there's broken headphones.
Probably full of stuff, bro.
There's dust.
You know, I'm more and more liking this hat as this
show. Dude, you look
on.
So good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm mad that you have a hat and I don't.
I know. Are we done?
I don't know. I mean, they're having their own show and chat right now, so I feel like we're not even here for them. We're just yelling to each other now. No, J-Bar. I'm not an idiot.
What is that? The Google Stadia?
That it's Stadia.
Stadia?
Okay, so you pay Google $10 a month or whatever, and then you can play video games in any browser at full quality. So, like, you can play Destiny 2 at 120 frames a second, 4K, in Chrome.
Oh, I've seen that.
It's cloud gaming.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But you have to pay a monthly fee and pay for the game.
That's dumb.
So pass.
Yeah, that's dumb. How about just let me rent the fucking game for the time I'm playing it?
Or just include it as part of your monthly fee. You know?
Wasn't Apple trying to release their own gaming console?
They do. Arcade Plus is a thing now.
Is it?
It's not a console, but it's $4.99 a month. And you get every game that's on Arcade for free. It's part of that subscription.
Sounds dumb. Anybody playing that?
Kids, probably. I mean, you think about it this way, honestly. If you're a parent who has a kid who loves those games, and you have, like, you know, buy these jewels to play for another 20 minutes, you know? Arcade gets rid of all those problems.
Oh, really?
So, like, that would be kind of cool.
No microtransactions.
There's no microtransactions, because they're included in Arcade.
Oh.
Also, J-Bar, I do not pay monthly for my PlayStation to work.
No, you pay yearly.
I don't pay anything for it to work.
You pay yearly.
No, I don't.
Your PSN.
That's free.
No, it's not.
I can play Apex without PlayStation Plus.
No,
if
you
I
can't.
Want, yes, you can.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
No.
Yes. Also, no. All single-player games work without it. PlayStation Plus only means you can play online.
How many games do you play that are online? Red Dead? Overwatch?
Red Dead, Overwatch both require PlayStation Plus. It's true. Apex does not.
Even though you're playing online.
Yeah, because it's free. Free games don't require the PlayStation Plus subscription because they're free.
Why'd they release it for free, man? That was like the biggest mistake on their end.
No,
ever.
Dude, now everyone can play it.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
What do you mean no?
Is Fortnite free?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
That's so dumb.
So suck it.
PUBG
man.
Is free, right?
PUBG is not free.
It's not. On the computer, it's free.
No, it's not.
Really?
Yeah, it costs like $20 or whatever.
What?
It's stupid.
I thought it started off free.
No. Fortnite got popularity because it was free.
Mm.
And Apex just stole that. And then, so yeah, they sell $18 gun skins. Through loot boxes.
Loot boxes?
Yeah,
even though it's all aesthetic. It's not.
It's all aesthetic. You could be just as good at Apex as everyone who owns anything in the game and not spend a dollar.
That's so dumb.
Yeah. People just want to look good, man.
Fuck that. It's
a
game.
I'm going to buy the Battle Pass.
That's so dumb.
I'm going to buy it. Comes out Tuesday, October 1st. Can't wait, dude.
What's a Battle Pass?
I get you more loot. $10. You get all the loot. You level it up, man.
It makes me want to vomit.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
When are you going to buy Red Dead, man?
Never.
Why not?
Because it's too expensive.
It's not, dude. You're rich.
I'd rather buy 3 packs of beer than Red Dead.
Nah. You're rich, man.
I would rather buy another hat than Red Dead.
I'll text you, call me, why don't you invite me? You complain about being poor. I'm going to pay money for skins in a video game. That's why I don't invite you places. Hammy, you are a Titanic forehead. If you think that I would spend $10 over the course of 3 months hanging out with Colby, how quickly do you spend $10?
Well, it depends on where I go.
Anywhere. Name the slowest place you would spend $10. And how long would it take
place?
You? Yeah.
Side pockets, beer is $3.50 a bottle.
Okay, so you would have 2.5 beers and you'd be at $10. And how often do you go there?
Every weekend.
Okay.
Basically.
So you would go there 12 times in the amount of times that I would have one $10 purchase of the Battle Pass.
12 times? $10 for a Battle Pass, how long does that last? 3 months?
3 months!
Jesus Christ.
It's 3 months.
$10 gets me one box of ammo.
Could Chris and I? Could Chris and I go out with you for one night and only spend $10?
I mean, you could.
Would we have a good time?
You would not be drunk.
Okay.
Not anywhere close. That would be 2 drinks that are liquor each.
That's also true. J-Bar is right. If you 3 months, and if you have the discipline to not spend the currency it gives you, because it gives you in-game currency, you can buy the next Battle Pass with it. Like, Chris will do that. She isn't doing it. Like, she saved all her money. She'll get the next Battle Pass for free. I will not do that because I got loot boxes.
So pointless.
So.
So is all the alcohol I buy, but so pointless.
It's not pointless, though.
It's pointless.
It's what you enjoy. There's nothing wrong with spending money on things you enjoy.
It's real pointless.
Also, it's a business expense. I'm going to write it off of my taxes.
All of what you just said, you could get it all for free in the game. It just won't look as cool.
No, no, no. What? Wait. No.
The Battle Pass do?
The Battle Pass is not... It's you only get the stuff in Battle Pass if you buy it.
Which is what? Skins?
Yeah, skins,
yeah.
Mostly.
But, yeah, you just wouldn't look as cool. You can have the same fucking gun. It just wouldn't look gold.
Correct.
Stupid.
It's a status symbol, man.
Fucking stupid.
You're, as you say, with a $200 cowboy hat on your head.
I didn't pay for it.
But you just said that you were thinking about buying another one that didn't pinch your head.
I said I would rather pay for another hat than anything.
You're going to go buy a gun.
Red Dead. I am going to buy a gun because that's better than renting every goddamn time. Even though renting is free now.
You know what's more expensive than the Battle Pass, Hammy? The beer that Chris wants to buy. Why does she just not buy that and then we can go hang out with Colby? Huh?
Because beer is a necessity, man.
That's like your opinion, man.
A skin on a gun is not a necessity.
Beer is not a necessity.
Oh, it is.
No.
In nowadays times?
It's not a necessity.
I'm calling it a necessity. Huh? Brett was like, are you not going to get drunk on the show so we can go to the gym after? I was like, eh.
Well, you did a good job. I don't think you're drunk.
I'm feeling a little bit.
I mean, do you need me to say that you're drunk so you can be like, I can't go to the gym because I'm drunk?
This is 5%. I'm used to like 4.2.
Oh, man, that 0.8%. Okay, let's get out of here. All right, you happy?
Sounds good. Wait, I gotta end with a hat.
Okay. Should we end with Red Dead music instead?
Yes. Maybe a little hyper.
Let's try to find the perfect song, man. It's very slow.
There you go.
That's a pretty good one.
It's pretty good.
What about this one?
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody,
thank you all for listening.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to be back on Thursday.
Thursday.
We're going to do an hour-long show.
And then we're going to play Red Dead some more.
We're going to play Untitled Goose Game.
Oh, God damn.
You're going to be a goose. 10 out of 10 game, by the way.
It looks so stupid.
You look stupid. So, works perfect for you.
It's insulting.
Can we change it up? This one is not that good. Skip this one. Oh, here we go,
that's
dude.
Good.
Now we talking. Okay. So, you'll be back Thursday. Are you going to wear the hat every day? Every
I
show?
Might.
It looks so good, dude. I like
might.
It. I like the cowboy show. So, yeah, we're going to be back Thursday. New episode. Colby will play games. Goose game. And the next week. Is that October?
After Goose Game, yeah.
So after Goose Game, it's scary game time.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Oh.
I'm going to need to wear the cowboy hat for, confidence.
We're going to have to turn the lights out and do the night vision thing again, dude. I'm not.
You ready for that?
No.
I am.
I'm not.
Bring it. I'm ready for my heart to explode out of
fright. That might happen. So that's going to happen. But everything else, SetTheColby.com. Audio versions, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify. Y'all know the thingers. All right. So we're going to get out of here. We did an extra 20 minutes somehow of the show.
It's a long time.
I mean, we didn't do a show last week, so I feel like, we made up for it. I wish that could translate somehow to audio, so we could have just ended it.
Head tip.
Just say head tip. Hat tip. All right, everybody, we're going to get out of here. Have a great one. We'll see you on Thursday. Bye, everybody. Bye-bye.